I was just thinking, actually, exactly the number of people who, but then there'd be lots of pressure on those people to renege and stand down. Philip Blom, we'll have to leave it there. Time's against us. Director of Respublica, the think tank. Thank you very much indeed for discussing that Toby Young affair with us. Well, I'm almost done for another day, but a bleary-eyed.
I am bleary-eyed.
A bleary-eyed John Holmes.
Do I look bleary?
You do look a little bit
bleary. I have to get up at 3 a.m. 3 a.m,
Julia. Do you want to borrow some of my touche éclair?
Yes. Please. I don't know what that is. But yes, I do. Is it like chocolate éclair?
It's sort of like chocolate éclair.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine. Good. Yes, I will. Yeah, well, if I stay awake, due to the fact I'm doing Virgin Radio Breakfast, as you
it's
know.
Because you're a professional.
That's why. We'll be talking about Steve Bannon's lost mind and trying to find
yes.
it. Because last
Did
time
he ever have a mind?
A president's
please?
Brain went missing once, famously, didn't it? And now we have a strategist's mind that's gone missing.
Do so you believe this book is accurate? Michael Wolff's book. We're talking about it at the start of the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, I know. I don't... I want to read the whole thing first, yeah. But I mean, these are the choice nuggets, of course, but I kind of want it to be true.
My
yeah.
favourite bit is Melania just sobbing about them winning.
That and also
I've got to stay with him now. I've got to stay with him.
When he dropped his shirt on the floor and someone tried to pick it up for him in his presidential bedroom and he just got cross because he wanted his shirt on the floor. That's my favourite bit so far.
Yeah.
So we're talking about that.
Oh, excellent. Lots to look forward to with John Holmes. I'm back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio. It's a very short working week this week, isn't it? Well, for some of us anyway. John Holmes with you after the 1 o'clock news. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
From now until the 15th of January, we're launching the Vauxhall New Year Sale event with up to 20% off list price on a shiny new Vauxhall. Yep, that's right. A whopping 20% off. So you really can enjoy a happy new year. To find out more, search Vauxhall New Year Sale. On selected models across the range registered by 31st of January 2018 at participating retailers from 26th of December to 15th of January. Offer not available in conjunction with 0% flexible finance, flexible PCP or a deposit contribution. Full terms and conditions apply. See vauxhall.co.uk/New Year Sale.
I always had a short attention span, could barely sit through a cartoon, let alone a maths class. I knew a 9-to-5 was never for me, so I joined the Navy. They trained me to focus when it really matters, turn my weaknesses to strengths. Last year I was losing ground at school, now I'm gaining it all. Skills, qualifications, a future. Me, Danny, born in Scarborough, made in the Royal Navy. Start your journey. Search Made in the Royal Navy.
Go, come on!
What? We're losing 3-0?
And if they score another, I'll win £1 million.
£1 million?
Yeah, on the Sun's new Sun 6 game. Get 6 scores right this game week and you'll win more cash than Neymar gets in a week.
Oh no, there they go.
Yes! Sausage rolls on me!
Think you know the score? Prove it and you could win £1 million with Sun 6. Play for free now at thesun.co.uk/sun6.
Sun 6 powered by SunBets. One free play token per customer per game week. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. BeGambleAware.org.
This is pepperoni. This is salami. Put them together and wow! Add some cheese, your favourite sauce, and bellissimo! Get a taste of Italy for just £1.99 until the 21st of January with the spicy Italian from Subway. Subway, keep discovering. Participation may vary. See subway.com for details.
He spotted an opening and he's going for it. He's gone to Now TV. He's lining up a Sky Sports Day Pass. Oh, what about that? Tottenham v West Ham, streaming live today for just £6.99. That's got to be the winner. Can you believe it?
So, to only pay for the games that matter to you, search Now TV.
18 plus, fixtures subject to change, terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At just gone 1 o'clock. Good afternoon and welcome along. It's Thursday. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. Jenny's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Theresa May says sorry for NHS winter crisis, 2 arrests over fatal stabbing in Oxford, and rail strikes will go ahead.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister's apologised over the crisis facing the NHS. It's been revealed almost 17,000 patients were left waiting in ambulances outside A&E departments for more than half an hour during Christmas week. That's 5,000 more than the week before. Despite this, the Prime Minister remains adamant the government has done enough to help.
Record levels of funding are going into the National Health Service. There are pressures over the winter period, but these have been planned for better than ever before.
A 16-year-old boy has been stabbed to death in Oxford. The teenager, who's from Birmingham, was found in Friars Wharf just before 8 last night. A man and a woman have been arrested on suspicion of murder. Hopes of avoiding some of next week's rail strikes have been dashed after talks ended without agreement. Members of the RMT union are walking out on Monday, Wednesday and Friday on Southwestern, Northern, Merseyrail and Greater Anglia, and Monday only on Southern. The action is part of the long-running dispute over the role of guards on trains. The Children's Commissioner for England has told Talk Radio that secondary school pupils are ill-equipped to cope with the stress of social media. Comments and likes are seen by some kids as a way of validating their identity. And Longfield is worried about an avalanche of pressure.
This is an important transition for all children. It's something we all know about, but we haven't really factored in the difference social media makes. So it explodes at that point. You're in a new environment, making friends, everyone's got a phone, and it's a very public way of developing, you know, your sense of self, but also making friends.
And Waitrose is to ban sales of high-caffeine energy drinks to children under 16. The supermarket says customers will have to prove their age from the 5th of March.
Thanks, Jenny.
Thanks,
though.
What? I was waiting for something then.
Were you?
Yeah, I was.
What were you waiting for?
A little weather jingle.
Oh, yeah, but we always...
do we do a little...
We always pile in before
there.
That.
Hi,
you know,
hi.
Just to, you know, informally, you know, make this sort of a... You know, prove that you're here.
I'm definitely here, yes.
You know, it's not pre-recorded like the lazy sport people do.
Oh, yeah, I know.
That kind
yeah.
of thing. So.
I know it is today as well.
Oh.
It's Toby today.
Toby,
yes.
How are you saying Toby's surname?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm new.
Well, it's Toby. You see, we've always said Toby Gee.
Okay.
But he argues that it's not that. Gillet would be the way Alex Dibble says it.
Oh, right.
We think Toby Gillet because he's got no arms, obviously, so that makes sense.
Okay. Well, yeah, okay. Warm in the middle.
But yeah, well, apparently so.
Warm in the middle.
I'm not going to comment on that. But anyway, look, good to have you back. Today you bring us bonus vegetable news at around 3:30.
I'm so excited about bonus vegetable news.
Has research begun?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
No, absolutely not.
No, I knew you were lying.
No.
That's fine. All right, well, if you want to do the weather, now would be the ideal time.
Oh,
I'd
go
say.
On.
Come on then,
all
let's
right.
weather it. Let's do it.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Well, mild, bright but windy afternoon for most of England and Wales, but it will be wetter further north, colder for northern Scotland and Northern Ireland. Temperatures reaching 12 Celsius.
Thank you very much. And now here is Toby.
Toby.
With the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it. Selco is where the trade go.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. Andy Murray says he'll assess all options after pulling out of the Australian Open. The 30-year-old is still struggling with a hip injury and could even have surgery. Tennis pundit and former player Barry Cowan has told TalkSport more about the problem.
This is something that has been happening over a period of time. I mean, we're talking about a tennis player who's going to be 31 years of age. We're talking about a tennis player who's played an incredible lot of matches. So eventually, the body is going to it's going to take its toll.
Everton are hopeful they can sign the Besiktas striker Cenk Tosun in time for tomorrow's FA Cup third-round Merseyside derby with Liverpool. Manager Sam Allardyce says they have had a bid accepted for the 26-year-old. It's thought to be £27 million. And Dele Alli has warned his Tottenham defensive teammates they must be ready for a brutal battle with Andy Carroll against West Ham in the Premier League tonight. The striker scored twice for the Hammers against West Brom to secure a win that took them out of the drop zone just 2 days ago. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much, Toby. Toby with us later as well, bringing us a roundup of today's silly stories from the tabloids. I'll bring you that before 4 o'clock. Among many other things, details are on the way, but welcome along. Thursday afternoon, it's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. At Honda, when we have one good idea, we keep going until we find another one. It could be forward collision warning if you get too close, or lane departure warning if you wander left or right. Some ideas give you more Honda for your money, like up to £1,000 test drive incentive and 5 years complimentary servicing. Discover these and even more great offers at your nearest participating dealer before the 31st of January. Terms and conditions apply. Honda. The power of dreams.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously
on the John Holmes Show.
I am John Holmes. Have you hacked your own collar off? Rise up like a souffle. Gentleman's downstairs part measuring.
Let us know if you're doing January.
Yeah, let's not think it, let's fact it.
Draconic hybrid.
Throw eggs at them.
Shovel bits of the internet into your...
The vegetables are in the Tupperware in the flat.
Yeah.
It's like a Russian doll.
If you're a fan of polar bears being born in this country, it's quite exciting.
And the horse was cut into pieces and lumps of it kind of squeezed around the hand.
That is how you cook a stir fry.
Oh, it's massive in there.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
That's genuine.
Wow!
Whoa. And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is evolved.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There. Talk radio. When I am mounted on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Hello and welcome along then to you. Welcome, 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 my friend. Like a lost weekend in a hotel in Amsterdam, or an anthem for a lost cause, the Stereophonics, of course, who want to get lost with you. Lost Souls Forever, LSF Kasabian. The Lost Art of Murder, that's a song by Baby Shambles. The Things That Bastille Carelessly Lost in a Fire. Linkin Park Got Lost in an Echo, remember that? The Clash famously lost in the supermarket. I think they put an announcement out over the tannoy for that. Will the parent or guardian of The Clash please come to the customer service desk to collect Joe Strummer, who was found wandering alone near the milk. Anyway, it turns out the latest thing to have become lost, according to today's newspapers, and I'm sure you're aware of it already, is Steve Bannon's mind. Steve Bannon, of course, was Donald Trump's strategist, famously fired by the famous You're Fired Apprentice host himself. And he's now said some pretty damning things about Donald Trump in a new book. He's been interviewed for a new book about the Trump administration. He has said that Trump, but not least, is treasonous, treasonous, unpatriotic. And Trump's defense is to call in the lawyers and say that Steve Bannon has lost his mind. Steve Bannon has lost his mind, says Donald Trump, the man who's organised some fake news awards for Monday. And Bannon's lost his mind, that's right, yeah. How's he had the time to organise those fake news awards? I mean, surely his days are full. He's the President of the United States. And those tweets aren't going to tweet themselves, are they? So it keeps him busy. Maybe the tweets do tweet themselves. I mean, that would explain a few things. Of course, the last time anyone around the president lost his mind, it was actually the president himself, wasn't it? John F. Kennedy, the president's brain is missing. Do you remember that? Headlines at the time, of course. I think most of it ended up in his wife's lap. Is that too soon? It's 1963, I don't know. Anyway, those were the headlines at the time. But what of Bannon's mind? That's the question. It has become lost, apparently. So here's what we're promising on the show today, OK? If it turns up, if Steve Bannon's mind turns up this afternoon during the show, we will, of course, let you know. And we're going to open the Talk Radio Lost Property Box between now and 4 o'clock. So if you find anything at all that has been lost... Anything at all. I mean, maybe you've lost your sense of humour because you're doing Dry January. That could be a thing. Maybe you've lost any hope of a decent Brexit deal. Maybe you'd like to lose all the homeless people in Windsor ahead of the royal wedding. Whatever it might be, pop it into the Talk Radio Lost Property Box via this number, 87-treble-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You all right there, Cornelius?
Yes.
Okay. It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. I think we should have a look at what we've got for you today. You'd expect it to be on the way, and it is. Headline hijack in this hour. You get to make up a news story and then send it to us via the numbers that you just heard. number and a Twitter. And you could find yourself broadcast to the nation as actual fact at 2 p.m. In the 2 p.m. bulletin, we'd like you to supply the made-up news story, please. It is fake news, of course. We call it headline hijack. Just a couple of sentences, that's all you need. A paragraph at most. Lines are open for that. The diversity paper review as well in this hour. Of course, we go through the papers. A different diversity does that each day. Ticking those boxes and making us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. Tara's in today, and she's un-Jewish. We'll be talking all things January, detox and diet fads, of course. Work experience punditry today comes from Grace. Grace will be reviewing some tech for us, some tech. It's the Geeky Gadgety Roundup for you into the new year, your 2018 Geeky Gadgety Roundup from our work experience. The only reason, really, is that we don't have to pay them. Big debate at three. We've already mentioned it, but Silly Gillies, Toby Gillies from TalkSport, he'll be here for us with a roundup of the silly headlines in today's papers. From the headlines, we have to guess, you can play along at home as well, we have to guess what the stories are from the semi-amusing pun headline from the tabloids. That's a little game you can get involved in. So that's on the way. We'll be talking Steve Bannon's mind and trying to find it, as I've already mentioned. We'll be talking the homeless people of Windsor. You might have heard that the council there want to sort of throw all the homeless people of Windsor in a skip during the royal wedding because they think it makes their town look unsightly. It's not gone down that well with homeless charities. Although I think Julie Hartley Brewer approves. So we're going to be finding out what's going on there. So much to come on the programme. Let's find out who's having a go. Rudd's on the show today. Rudd is assistant producing today. Rudd's gone out of the studio because he's got to go and get something from the printer. That's fine. Never mind. Don't like his voice anyway. Katie's on the buttons. Hi, Katie.
Hello.
Hi there.
It's got stage fright.
It's got what?
Stage fright.
Yep. Jenny's going to have the... Oh, he's back. Hi, Rudd. Hi, Rudd.
Hello.
There he is. I told you about that. Jenny's going to have the news for us today. Cornelius is here, half awake, but he is here.
Why? What do you mean half awake?
Well, you look tired.
Do I?
Yeah, that's because you've been doing Virgin Radio Breakfast this week.
Yeah, with you.
That's right. Do I look tired? Yes.
Yes,
yes I do. That's right. I'll put 3 a.m. Yeah. Right, so...
Happy World Braille Day, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'd read that.
You read that?
Yeah. Not in Braille, obviously. I mean, Any other world days that it is today?
No. Braille fact. I used to think that the bumps at the side of roads for blind people were for blind people who could read Braille with their feet.
Great. So much to come on the programme today. It's a Thursday afternoon and you are welcome to it. And we are going to start, as we like to do, with some music. The why and the wherefore is this. It leads us into today's big story. You get to play along at home or in the office, wherever you might be. Why are we playing this particular song? How does it pertain to the big story? The clues are all there. It's Blink-182, Story of a Lonely Guy.
From friends of mine, it's dumb to ask, cool to ignore. Girls possess.
Blink 182. Or is it Blink 182? I think Blink 182.
They answered this yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
Virgin Radio.
And what did they say?
They said the band themselves know it as Blink 182.
Yeah, that's
however, the... in the UK and Europe, lots of people call them Blink 182.
Well, they're wrong. The band are right, and I'm with them.
Oh, it might be the other way around.
Oh, fine.
Yeah, no, they're Blink 182.
Oh.
But England and Europe called them Blink 182.
Right, well,
but they're happy with that.
I'm with England and Europe then.
They're happy.
Not the band. Blink 182, that is Story of a Lonely Guy. How does it link to today's... link? Clever. To today's big story, then. That's the question we're asking you. How does it link to today's big story? Cornelius has been trying to work it out. Cornelius. Yes.
Lonely person.
Yes.
Is it about people who are lonely?
Well, I mean...
Or is it something to do with eyes? Is someone blinked? Is it something... Is that someone's missed something? Someone's blinked and missed something?
Ah, as in the sort of Cuban Missile Crisis standoff-style thing of who blinked first. So
yes,
it could be a Trump
nuclear
button,
yeah,
North Korea button-sized desk standoff.
We did do that story yesterday.
So it's probably not that, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, think again.
Is it... the Storm Eleanor that's whipped up a sea foam party for a dog?
No.
BBC News, not... front page there. Is it the X Factor?
No. So what it is this, the story of a lonely guy. Well, now, of course, a new book has come out. See, like a story would be written in, about a lonely old guy, Donald Trump. It's lonely at the top. It's lonely in positions of power. A book has come out. You've probably heard about it today. Revelations about the inside of Trump's White House. Okay. And Steve Bannon, his former strategist, has done an interview for this book. Lots of unpalatable things he said about Trump, if they're true and they're in the book. Fairly explosive stuff, some of it, including the fact that Trump didn't even want to win the election, was aghast when he did. Loads of these revelations. Anyway, Trump has said Steve Bannon has lost his mind. What's going on? Has Steve Bannon lost his mind? Do you think the book's accurate? Is it not? How much of an insight into the White House is this new book? We're going to be talking all things new Trump book. It's not easy to say when you've been up since 3 a.m. All things new Trump book next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Because since you've been sold, dun, 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 I can't breathe for the first time. I'm so moving on, yeah, yeah. Thanks to you, now I get what I want since you've been sold.
eBay. Snap it, list it, sell it. The easy way to make room for the new you. Download the app and start selling now. eBay. Fill your cart with colour.
Shh, quiet please. I've called this staff meeting because I have some exciting yet sad news. We're having a half-price kitchen sale across all our kitchen units, plus an extra 25% off and 4 years interest-free credit on our Vogue kitchen collection.
I can't take this anymore, Barry. I can't say goodbye to any more of our beautiful kitchens.
At Wren, we find it hard to let go of our kitchens because we not only design, make, deliver and install, we put our heart and soul into them. Offer applies when you buy 5 or more fully assembled units.
At Nissan, we've merged
3 different offers
to create a bigger one.
The Nissan 321 Go offer.
With a price from $199 per month at 0% APR representative for a new Qashqai.
A promise such as 3 years warranty and RAC roadside assistance.
And a perk like 2 years servicing. Available on Qashqai and connected with glass roof pack.
Retail customers only.
Nissan Finance. 36 monthly payments.
Subject to status over 18s.
10% minimum deposit at £6,975. Optional final payment of £10,866.
Up to 3 years warranty or 60,000 miles.
Certain parts and labour only.
At participating dealers.
Offer ends 2nd of April 2018.
T's and C's apply at nissan.co.uk.
He spotted an opening and he's going for it. He's gone to Now TV. He's lining up a Sky Sports day pass. Oh, what about that? Tottenham v West Ham, streaming live today for just £6.99. That's got to be the winner. Can you believe it?
So, to only pay for the games that matter to you, search Now TV. 18 plus, fixtures subject to change, terms apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M6 in Cumbria is closed southbound between junction 37 at Kendal and 36 at Kirby Lonsdale after a lorry overturned earlier on. It's expected to stay closed for quite some time. In Monmouthshire, the M48 is closed eastbound at the Severn Bridge because of these strong winds. The westbound side is closed to high-sided vehicles as well. In Suffolk, the A14 through Woolpit is slow moving eastbound towards junction 47, and that's because of an obstruction on the road. And in Kent, the A249 Maidstone Road in Bobbing is closed because of an accident. I'm Alan Joy.
Brightening up your home this weekend? At B&Q, we've got a fantastic paint and decorating range at prices you'll love. Like 10 litres of Leyland Pure Brilliant White and Magnolia Matte Emulsion was £12, now £10. And Dial 5-piece paintbrush set for just £9.87. The wow starts now at B&Q. Offer ends 31st of January. Some stores excluded. See DIY.com for details.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon to you and welcome along. If you're just joining us, here we are about to talk about today's big story. We know Steve Bannon. That is what we know. Steve Bannon. He's lost his mind. That, at least, is the angry bleat of Trump, who chose to issue a statement claiming that his former strategist, with his accusations of treason and unpatriotism towards the president, had lost the plot. It was a statement, though, that was put out rather than a tweet, which I suppose, you know, is progress of sorts. A new book written about what's really going on inside Trump's orange mind, inside the White House, seems to suggest that even Trump himself, not least his family, were shocked, as much as we all were, at his own election win. He argued with White House staff about leaving his shirt on the floor. I think that's probably one of my favourite bits of this book. Just a small matter, did indeed collude with the Russians. Trump fired Bannon last summer, of course, so although there wasn't much love lost between them, things had, it seemed, remained cordial. But now, alongside claims of treason and unpatriotism, Bannon has called Ivanka Trump as dumb as a brick, and Trump is, quote, furious and disgusted by Bannon's seeming agenda. When he was fired, says Trump, Bannon not only lost his job, he also lost his mind. That is the quote of the day. So, will the supposed revelations damage Trump? Or, as he usually does, will he just shrug it off like water off a duck's back, albeit a duck wearing a wig of weird-looking feathers? On the line, Karen Robinson, US politics commentator from Democrats Abroad. Good to have you on. Good afternoon, Karen.
Good afternoon.
Nice to talk to you. So, what do we know of this book so far? Then, for those that sort of haven't kept up with the story, there's a book coming out. Bannon was interviewed. What can we expect from the book? What was the book's job?
Sure. Well, the book was written by Michael Wolff, who's a longstanding media commentator and media figure. He's actually a friend of Trump, so he's known Trump from back in the New York days. He seems to have had an extraordinary amount of access to the White House. So he spent a lot of time in the White House in those first few months of the Trump administration. And he was in a position to interview both the president himself and all of his senior members of staff. Having said that, Michael Wolff has a bit of a reputation for being a little bit of a fabulist. So he has in the past been caught making up quotes or kind of embellish things a little bit. So Trump isn't necessarily a very truthful guy. Steve Bannon isn't necessarily a very truthful guy, and Michael Wolff isn't necessarily a very truthful guy. So to some extent, we have to take this with a little bit of a grain of salt.
Sounds like we've got to take it with a salt mine, and learn a grain of it, given every party involved sort of has a track record of embellishing the truth, shall we say.
Yeah, I think the one consistent thing that we can say in all of the things we've learned about the Trump administration is that it is full of dreadful people who behave in a manner that you would never accept of an employee, let alone of a boss or a corporate leader. So Trump's behavior in office, as reported in the book, has certainly been infantile, unprofessional, and unacceptable. But frankly, his public behavior has been similar. So I don't think in some ways this is a great revelation. We kind of knew that.
Yeah, I think you're right. And in terms of the access that was had, when someone is writing a biography of a president or a presidency, now the only reference point I have of this is House of Cards, like a couple of seasons ago.
Obviously highly factual.
title.
Yeah. Although, you know, similar parallels. But that was a case where a writer who was a speechwriter was writing a book about Frank Underwood, for those that know the series, but was sort of given access, well, actually more to Claire Underwood than is probably necessary. Yeah. But you know, he was writing about the presidency and he was sort of in that inner circle. Is that what happens when a biographer, you know, is it controlled? Surely Trump would say, okay, this guy can have access to certain parts of my life, but not all of it.
Well, I think what seems to have happened is that Michael Wolff took advantage of the prevailing chaos in the Trump White House to just show up and kind of, he got himself not a press pass, which would have had more controlled access only to the open press areas of the White House, but to the wider aspects of the West Wing. So he appears to have been wandering around with a sort of a guest pass, so he could go here and there and wound up spending a lot of time in sort of the anterooms to where the meetings were being held. So he seems to have had a fair degree of access, to be fair. So he could very well have been reporting something noteworthy. And he does claim, or at least Axios today published a report claiming that Michael Wolff actually has tapes of a lot of these conversations. So it may be that we'll see more to come.
Yeah. For Bannon's part, so the, obviously, you know, the history of Steve Bannon, strategist, as we know, Breitbart, got fired in the summer. Still sort of backing Trump, though, during that. But now, you know, with these quotes in the book, anyway, at least it appears that he's kind of turned on him.
Well, Steve Bannon is a nationalist, white supremacist with delusions of grandeur. I mean, there's talk in the book about he himself wanted to run for president, which is just an extraordinary thing for him to believe was even possible, given that he has nothing like Trump's fame, let alone any political experience and so forth. So he's a piece of work, as we say.
Yeah.
Having said that, you know, he's not a stupid guy, and many of his observations about that he seems to have made in the book about how Trump operates are certainly correct. I think the bigger picture is we all have to step back as citizens of, you know, in my case, citizens of America, but as citizens of the world, and say, you know, this is, the White House is one of the most powerful offices in the world, and there doesn't seem to be any grown-ups in charge.
Yeah.
So it's deeply concerning that, you know, Trump could, as he has been doing recently, you know, wake up in the morning at 6 a.m. and tweet nuclear threats to the North Korean regime. And there's nobody in the White House who has the ability to stop him, curtail him, direct him to any kind of agenda, urge him to do anything in the national interest.
We were talking about this yesterday. It'd be interesting to get your take, actually, very quickly on this. We were talking to a former director of the Ministry of Defence yesterday about actually what the nuclear button is and how it works, you know, and the fact that it's not really a button, it's what it is.
Exactly.
And
so sort of
it's got codes. Anyway, but the point he was making was he was saying that despite, you know, all the criticism of Trump, and bear in mind, this is the former director general of the MOD here, was saying that actually Trump, you could argue that Trump has achieved more internationally with moving agendas and stories on than any other president before him by not playing the game that everyone expected him to play. So in terms of North Korea, you know, he's not playing the political game. He's playing the great big blustery I'm Donald Trump and here we are game. But actually now North Korea is talking to South Korea as part of all this, which they never did under the Obama administration or before.
Absolutely. Well, it's a fascinating thing. I mean, the fabulous thing about it is very good news that South Korea and North Korea are talking to each other. One has hopes that that will lead to more stability in the region. It is disturbing that America seems to be losing a crazy off with the North Korean regime's leader. But nevertheless, that is indeed good news. Trump himself is not very glad about this, though. He seems to feel threatened and unhappy that South Koreans are talking to the North Koreans. So, I think he's definitely changed the rules of the game. I think he's changed it in the direction of greatly lessening America's power and influence in the global community. Now, you may think that's a very good thing indeed. I don't think it was in any sense Trump's objective, but it may be that ultimately that's where we have to wind up, is that America simply has less influence than it used to have because people just don't take our promises or our leadership seriously anymore.
Okay, and in terms of just a very yes or no answer from you here, but let's take Trump's accusation of today. Has Steve Bannon lost his mind?
Well, he's not crazy. He's playing his own game, and he's playing it in his Steve Bannon-esque way.
Yeah.
I think Trump's threatened to bring him to court, taking a lawsuit of defamation against him. I think that's interesting, to say the least. It is very unlikely that would happen because Steve Bannon would then be able to depose Trump himself and everyone in his administration, because if these statements are true, then of course it can't be defamation.
Yeah.
And that's absolutely the last thing that Trump would want to happen. Trump has a history of threatening lawsuits he doesn't actually bring out, so I suspect that nothing like that will ever happen. But I personally would welcome it if it did, because I would love to get the president on the record with some of these statements.
Karen, listen, thank you very much for joining us to talk us through that. Karen Robinson there, US politics commentator. She's from Democrats Abroad. Now, you are listening to Talk Radio. In the next bit of the programme, we will be bringing you today's edition of Headline Hijack, your chance to make up the news for the 2pm bulletin, and we will go through the papers for today's diversity paper review. But at just after 1:30, Jenny's here. She's got the very latest news.
Talk Radio. Theresa May has today said sorry for delays to NHS operations in England as the service struggles to cope with mounting winter pressures. The Prime Minister says she recognises it's difficult for those affected, but insists that this winter has been planned for better than ever before. A 20-year-old man is in a life-threatening condition after his car crashed while being pursued by police in Birmingham. Three other people in the car, aged 17, 18 and 19, have been seriously injured. It was being followed by an unmarked police car for a short period before the crash at 1:30 this morning. At least 14 people are now known to have been killed in a train crash in South Africa. It hit a truck on its way to Johannesburg from Port Elizabeth before bursting into flames. Tony Blair is denying claims in a book that he warned the US president last February that he was under surveillance by UK intelligence agencies. It describes a meeting between the former PM and a senior aide to Donald Trump, Jared Kushner, at the White House. Mr. Blair's rubbished the claims but does admit he has had discussions with Mr. Kushner.
He is handling the Middle East peace process, and I am still intimately involved in that process. I have no desire for a job with the American administration. I've never disputed the fact I met him, but the allegation is that I've made this completely ridiculous claim, and I didn't.
The National Farmers Union is welcomed a speech by the Environment Secretary about the future of British farming after Brexit. Michael Gove wants to replace the current system of subsidies with incentives to improve the environment, such as recreating wildflower meadows.
Instead of paying them simply on the size of the amount of land that they have, we will use public money to pay for public goods like an improved environment and public access to the countryside.
The NFU has described this as a positive signal for the industry. And the weather, wet for the north, but mild, bright and windy for most of England and Wales. Colder for northern Scotland and Northern Ireland. Temperatures reaching 12 Celsius. More news in, what, I don't know, half an hour?
Well, roughly that. I mean, around about 25 minutes, if you want to be picky about
right.
it. At least you didn't give me a hard time about being slightly late to your bulletin, which is what I used to get from Victoria.
I have been told about this, and I was thinking about it, but as we've only been working together for 2 days...
Yeah, I thought you'd let me off. Bit of an easy ride for that.
Yeah.
Sometimes it happens. Sometimes we find ourselves caught in the moment of updated news coverage in the form of interviews.
Yes.
That just become a little bit more interesting.
And they were fascinating. It was fascinating.
Wasn't it, though?
It was.
There you go. But
fascinating.
Yes, that's the word that I would use.
Fascinating.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Vegetable news is on the way in 2 hours.
Oh, I'm so excited.
See, that'll be fascinating as well.
There is quite a lot of animal news today, though, as well.
Well, unfortunately,
it's a shame.
That was yesterday.
I know, it's a shame, but I'm looking forward to vegetable news.
Yeah. Do you want to? Would you like to tease us with a vegetable?
A leek.
Fine. Good. So, leek vegetable-based news on the... I mean, that was kind of a leak towards the story about a leek.
In see what I did there.
Clever.
Some ways. Yeah, it was good. Jenny, thank you. Jenny's with us in 25 minutes, as she said, for today's Headline Hijack. Details, if you don't know what that is, if you're listening to this for the first time, which, you know, if you are listening for the first time, it's probably also your last. But while you're here, why not enjoy Headline Hijack? I'll explain what it is next.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B-I-G-G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks. The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Tomorrow night from 7 on Talk Radio. I did not say that.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. I should have mentioned it earlier. Good afternoon and welcome to you. If you are just joining, as I say, so Headline Hijack, right, this is what we do. If you've got a DAB for Christmas and or app for Christmas and you've just listened to Talk Radio or happened upon it by accident, then, here's what happens in this half an hour. You get to make up the news. That's right. I mean, you've just heard it there from Jenny, but what if the news at 2 o'clock also contained fake news? So all the rage, isn't it, that? What if it did? What if it contained a news story that you'd made up using words that you know in an order that makes sense in some kind of sentence form? Made-up news lies, one of which will be broadcast to the nation as truth, confusing the people who aren't really paying attention to this bit of the programme. That's what it's there for. That's what Headline Hijack is. Here's how you get in touch with yours. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
That's how to get your story to us. Just a couple of sentences is all we crave. Somebody has to be today's Headline Hijacker. Why isn't it you? Let's have a look at what's been coming in so far. Cornelius has a collection.
Starbucks have announced that due to confusion in its coffee shops, that as well as their name, staff will now ask customers for their star signs to ensure that it is easier to make sure the correct person receives the right drink. Anyone who is unable to give their star sign will be turned away. And that, John,
yes,
is from Steph.
Thank you, Steph. Is there any guarantee that Starbucks will be able to spell the star signs any better than they can spell people's names? Which is, of course, a fail when it comes to Starbucks. They could just draw the logo of the star sign.
That's true, like...
So Capricorn is a goat, is it?
Is it? I remember Cancer is a crab.
Crab.
That's the only one I know.
Taurus, bull.
What's Sagittarius?
I feel I should know this. I don't know. But
probably a big, strong, handsome man.
The reason I don't know this is because astrology is balls. It's a centaur, apparently. I've just been told about
it. Really? Like a shopping centaur.
Yeah, that's right. Gemini's twins, of course.
Is it?
I knew that one. Yeah. What are
twins of what, though? What? Humans?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not going back to your Siamese cats that we were discussing
exactly
yesterday.
What I was
oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. What are the other ones? So there's Taurus, Sagittarius, crab face.
Aries.
Libra. Scales.
Scales? That's a rubbish one, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean,
what are you, a fierce crab? No.
You're a centaur, half no. man, half shopping centre. No. What? No. A pair of scales. Brilliant. Well done.
Make us a cake.
Aquarius.
Yes,
this
that's
is
an
the
angel.
Dawning of the age of Aquarius.
What's Aquarius? Is it an angel?
No, waves.
Waves, as in Katrina and the.
Yes. All right, fascinating chat. any more Headline Hijacks? Yes, come on. Of course there is. This one has come in from Gene. A large squid that was on the loose in Derby has been tamed and convinced to let the hostages go. So it's an escaped squid. The creature, which had been causing much ink-based mischief over the past few days when it escaped an aquarium, was finally cornered in the vegetable aisle of a supermarket. Escaped squid. You hear about lynx and
Who
stuff all the time,
from?
Don't you? Gene.
I think Gene isn't doing Dry January.
I think you might be right.
That is the ramblings of a drunk.
Speaking of which, this show continues. After traffic and travel with today's diversity paper review. Get in touch with your made-up news stories as well. Still all to play for. Headline Hijack on the way. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Oh. He's very thorough with his checks, isn't he?
A stickler. Soon be on your way. One last big push and we'll have Dave unstuck from your cash guy's footwell.
Oh,
there we go.
Because we know every Nissan inside out, you get even greater peace of mind. So visit Nissan's used car event from the 27th of December to the 15th of January, where you could drive away a used 66-plate Qashqai from £14,881, subject to availability at participating dealers. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In January, we've got a 25-kilogram bag of Rugby Premium Cement for only £3.49 expat. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at Selco Builders Warehouse. For more information, see selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
was unaware of the progression opportunities within teaching, but my career has progressed in ways that I never thought possible.
I think it's a great profession to be in if you're ambitious.
I'm already the head of my own department.
It's not just once you're a teacher and that's it.
Even now that I'm head teacher, it doesn't mean that there's nowhere else for me to go.
100%, that was the best decision that I made.
I chose to teach.
A career in teaching offers you the opportunity to progress fast. Apply now to train. Search, apply to teach.
Is that Paul?
Yes, it is Paul.
I'm calling from the Big Lottery Fund, just regarding the Man Health project that you've applied to for reaching communities.
Yes, I've had my fingers and toes crossed. Is it good news or bad news?
Paul provides mental health support to young men in his community, thanks to National Lottery players.
We're pleased to tell you that we've awarded you the full amount.
Oh, man, that's unbelievable. I made my deal.
Excellent.
Help make the extraordinary happen. Play Lotto this Saturday. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M6 in Cumbria is closed southbound between junction 39 at Shap and 36 for Kirby Lonsdale after a lorry overturned earlier. In Lancashire, two lanes are closed on the M55 westbound between junction 3 for Kirkham and 4 at Blackpool because of an accident. In Staffordshire, it's slow moving on the northbound M6 between junction 13 and 14 through Stafford after some debris on the road earlier. And in Monmouthshire, the M48 is closed eastbound at the Severn Bridge because of these strong winds, and westbound is closed to high-sided vehicles as well. I'm Alan Joyce.
Brightening up your home this weekend? At B&Q, we've got a fantastic paint and decorating range at prices you'll love, like 10 litres of Leyden Pure Brilliant White and Magnolia Matte Emulsion was £12, now £10. And Dial 5-piece paintbrush set for just £9.87. The wow starts now at B&Q. Offer ends 31st of January. Some stores excluded. See DIY.com for details.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And it's coming up to a quarter to a time. Now, you are listening to Talk Radio. Momentarily, we'll be going through the papers. There's a lot going on today, as you, I'm sure, are only to aware. The NHS, of course, the crisis continues. We learn that various measures have been put in place. Also, ambulances in the news this afternoon, with ambulance times as well being hit by the whole winter flu epidemic. More of that in a moment with Tara, who appears to be suffering from it. Computer chips are flawed. Now, this is someone told me this morning, before I actually read this story properly, that there was a problem with microchips, and I genuinely pictured those McCain things in a box that you put in the microwave before I thought of Intel. I'll be honest with you, I was genuinely, well, what's wrong with them? I thought it was like a food poisoning story. Anyway, it turns out McCain chips are fine. It's Intel chips that might have a flaw in them. So that's in the news as well. Steve Bannon, we've been talking about, he may well have lost his mind, according to Trump. So there's a lot going on. It's all very complicated, isn't it,
Colin? Oh, I can't get my head around
it. Well, many, many people can't, but it's okay. Because we are here to help, as ever, by analysing the news using short-form Oriental verse. It's the traditional way, in the sense that we do it on a daily basis, thereby making it traditional. It's not traditional across the board, of course. Andrew Marr doesn't do this, and neither does Radio 4's Today programme. We're very much the pioneers in the short-form Oriental verse news Venn diagram hybrid. So if we've achieved nothing else during our time here, at least there's that. Anyway, it's all to do with the syllables, isn't it? 5, 7, and 5. It's the news in haikus.
Trump says Bannon has lost his mind. Maybe he should run for president.
Well, I mean, he's mentioned it before, as we were hearing not 20 minutes ago with Karen from the Democrats Abroad. Steve Bannon has indeed intimated that in the past, so maybe that's not too far-fetched. Anyway, look, there's things going on. There's things going on in the newspapers. Our way of reviewing the things in the newspapers is to get a different diversity in here each day, ticking the boxes and making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. So let's welcome Tara, who is
Jewish.
welcome to Jew. To you.
Yeah, it's thank you very much.
Lovely to see you. I know you've got a bit of a cold, though, so I appreciate the effort.
Yeah. It is an effort.
I think when you were in just before the holiday season, I think you had a little bit of a cold then as well.
I did. Yeah, it's really annoying because no one's got any sympathy for me. They're like, oh, you've always got a cold. Mm. But now I'm saying I've got a particularly bad cold.
Yeah, you sound bunged up.
Mm. Yeah, that's what I am.
Yeah, but you're thanks for sniffing there just to really labour the point. But you know, you how were you over Christmas, by the way? Because did you have a nice sort of Christmas?
Yeah,
time.
Hanukkah.
Yeah, well,
how
that's
was
fine.
Hanukkah? Yeah, no, Hanukkah was really.
You
good.
You were trying to celebrate both, though. That's when you. Yeah, you were trying to get the best of both worlds.
Yeah,
because
I had a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
For the first time ever. Posted some pictures on Facebook. You're interested?
Not really.
And then I lit the Hanukkah candles as well.
Yeah.
And I went to a Hanukkah party where we played dreidel, which is the Hanukkah game. Dreidel.
Yeah, you
made
mentioned
it out of clay.
You mentioned that last time. Yeah. I still don't know what that is. So.
No, I did explain to you last time.
Yeah. I know, but I just glossed over it.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's in the papers, Tara?
Okay, well, this is a Christmas story, actually.
Ah.
But Poundland had to apologise because they were selling £5 luxury packs of Christmas crackers.
Yeah.
But basically, when they were pulled, they all contained the same gift, which, like, to be honest, terrible gift.
What was the gift?
So either 12 nail clippers... 12 plain white notepads.
Yes.
Or
12
nail files.
This is the worst version of the 12 Days of Christmas I've ever heard.
Nail clippers, I think.
12 nail
worst.
Kippers. Kippers? 12 nail kippers, yes.
That's all right if you've got young children in your family, because then they won't all fight over who got the best
that
present.
Really, yeah. That happened. So this happened on Christmas, right? Surrounded by presents, of course, my children. Because that's what happens. Father Christmas bought them a lot, it turned out. Right? And then the cracker thing, still, yeah. Well, no, I want the bottle opener. What do you mean? You're five! No, on the bottle, and I want the comb, the crappy plastic. I want the fish that curls up and tells you what mood you're in. What?
It's normally you just open the cracker and you're like, oh, a single-use plastic. That's how I look at it now.
What is the fish on the hand? Did you have the fish on the... It's not like Michael McIntyre. Did you have the fish on the hand this year? Did
you know the fish on the hand.
You knew the fish. Okay, the fish on the hand. Did you have the fish on the hand?
Who needs a fish on a hand?
It curls up to tell you what mood you're in. That. Did you have that? Did anyone have that?
No,
we
we've
have 12
never
of
had
them.
That.
12.
Did you have a big Christmas dinner? How many people were there?
Oh, not that big. No, it wasn't. No, there were enough crackers to go around, basically.
No, so I've got my dad's brother married a Christian.
Oh.
So we,
that's fine, guys. Dear, come dear, on. Dear, it's dear. 2018.
Married
come
he
on,
married
guys.
Out.
Yes, didn't he?
A Gentile.
It's 2018,
how's that
guys.
How's that gone?
Come on.
So we went there.
We nailed
Christmas
him to the
dinner.
Christmas tree. What? So, but in terms of Pound, back to the story.
Yeah,
in terms of Poundland, now Poundland were in the news before Christmas because they did the elf thing, didn't they? That was Poundland, wasn't it? The elf on the smutty elf. Do you remember this?
Yeah,
no.
The smutty what elf happened? On the shelf, the Twitter campaign.
They put the Twitter campaign.
Where you know, with the tea bag.
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah,
remember
yeah,
the tea bagging elf with the Barbie?
Yeah.
But they didn't apologise. They just brazened that out. And their profits went up massively.
Did it?
In over Christmas.
Oh,
because
right.
of the extra publicity, they've said. Whereas Paper Chase, of course, who had to apologise because they ain't done something
wrong
either. Their profits went down. So I don't know what that tells us. It just says, just brazen it out, I guess.
Well,
but now they're in trouble because of... Didn't you say they were £5, these crackers?
Yeah,
but
that's what I think.
Hang on.
Why, exactly? Poundland.
Yeah,
why
loads
are
of stuff
£5?
In Poundland isn't a pound anymore. What? It's completely changed.
Not like in Pound Saver.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's a shocker, isn't it?
When I say apologise, their apology, to be honest, was pretty sarcastic.
Good. What did it say?
It says, we are sorry to hear our crackers didn't pop. We're looking into this to make sure no more Christmases are ruined and to clear our name from Santa's naughty list.
I kind of like that. I like their attitude. I think it's fine. It's a breath of fresh air in this craven day and age when everyone else, all these companies, oh, I'm so sorry. Just brazen it out. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, fair enough, Poundland.
All right, good.
Fair enough.
What else have you got, Tara?
Conservative MPs Andrea Jenkins and Jack Lopresti have named their son Brexit.
No.
No. Yes.
Yes, because their baby, Brexit, was born on the same day that Article 50 was implemented.
I mean, I think that's cruel.
Yeah, really. It sounds like something that's a good idea at the time, no, but in the long run, you know, is really bad for the child.
I mean, you can't be called that's a stupid thing to call a child.
It's stupid because, you know, the child doesn't have any freedom to grow up, you know, being a Remainer.
Wait, if they have another one, perhaps choice. They'll call it Remainer.
No, this one's called Brexit Clifford. Both are first names.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose if you do have another one and you balance it out.
Brexit and Remain.
Is it two different MPs, sorry?
They've married.
Had Congress.
No, I don't know if they've married.
No, I'm just quite worried that people have elected these people to rule on behalf of them.
Yes.
I'd be worried if someone I elected just started naming their baby like anything stupid like that, really. You know, it doesn't fill you with confidence.
Said Cornelius.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good name.
To be fair,
that is a name.
My parents did name me Tara Dina Dean.
Tara Dina Dean?
Tara Dina Dean.
I'd have given you the middle name Bumdia. Rara Bumdia. Bumdia.
I used to get that joke a lot when I was younger.
And
from
now.
From older people.
And now. Same.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Better than Tara Dina Dean.
Yeah. There was a Taylor Dane. Never mind.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Tell it to my heart. All right. Good. So, stupid MP names, yes?
Yep. So, Cadbury's are making these eggs, like Willy Wonka style.
Egg.
So, they're Easter eggs, yeah. And there's only 300 of them. And they're white chocolate versions of Easter cream eggs.
Right.
And
so the cream eggs, aren't they?
They're cream
the
eggs.
Very popular ones.
When you say Willy Wonka style, is there a golden ticket inside?
No, it's just there are only 350 of them.
It's
so
white
you
chocolate,
don't know. You
not
don't,
milk chocolate.
Yeah. It's white chocolate, yeah. Exactly.
But what do you get out of that apart from just some white chocolate?
It's white chocolate.
Yeah, but
and
what
not
do you get out
the
of
other
that?
The other milk chocolate.
Yeah, but do you win something? Or?
No, it's white chocolate, and you don't know until you've opened it.
Right. What if you don't like white chocolate?
Yeah.
You'd be annoyed. Really take it back, wouldn't you? Because not everyone likes white chocolate. I don't think.
I mean, no,
I
know lots of people.
Chocolate. I'm not. I don't eat
I'm
chocolate.
I'm alright with it every now and then, but I couldn't eat a whole bar of it.
No, the odd bit is fine, but not. But white chocolate, I wouldn't. You know, the Milky Bars are not on me, as the advert you won't remember used to say.
Apparently, the BBC are reporting that they're worth £2,000 each. These
are they?
Megs, yeah.
Well, it says here the promotion is likely to concern fans who claimed the firm's US owners ruined Easter 2 years ago with a cheap chocolate imitation cream egg.
We're just learning that you could win £2,000 if you get a white chocolate cream egg, by the way.
Rather than being worth £2,000 each, they're probably worth like 50 pence in the
shops. Not about the money for me.
Yeah, so
it's about Easter.
So it is a bit more Willy Wonka than you thought. Because you do get
chocolate.
How
many of them are there?
300.
350.
It's still not great odds, is it? For that amount of money, you'd
no,
be
but remember
like,
Charlie
you want one in ten.
Charlie and Chocolate Factory, there were only 5 tickets.
But, yeah, I guess a lot of them will just be eaten. People will go, ooh, white chocolate, that's new.
Yeah.
When you bite into it, is
a milk chocolate.
Is the £2,000 stuffed inside it?
No. That would be better than whatever they put in it anyway, that horrible goose.
I don't think you want to know the actual contents of what that is. Good. Oh, well, look, Tara, thank you very much indeed for coming in.
It's all right. You're welcome.
I hope your cold gets a little bit better.
Thank you.
All right. Good. That is Tara doing the paper review for us on behalf of the diversity community that is...
Jewish.
That's right. Thank you very much indeed. Now, Headline Hijack is on the way. Your chance to make up a news story. You know that's how it works. The bulletin at 2 is very soon indeed. But we need a lie to go in there. So let's find out who has made that lie up this very day. Cornelius, who is today's headline hijacker?
Michael.
From?
Guildford.
Okay. Michael in Guildford, well done. You've got your story, your lie into the news, which is coming next. There, simply to confuse the people not paying attention to this bit of the programme. That's what Headline Hijack is and does. Also on the way on the show today, Work experience punditry Grace will be in. She's our work experience. She's going to be reviewing or rounding up certainly a week's worth of geeky, gadgety tech stuff to take us into 2018 with that. There is, well, there's talk of dry January and diets and all the stuff that goes with that, gym memberships that fall by the wayside a week into January. So we're going to be talking about that a little bit. We've got the big debate at 3. Toby Gillies will be here. He's from TalkSport. He's going to be bringing us a roundup of the silly stories from today's tabloids. Silly Gillies, silly stories. And there will be a game of banned or faddy January diet. A lot of them have stupid names. Well, both bands and diets, but which is which? Can you tell them apart? If you'd like to get involved with that, here's a number, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Drop us a line, indicate your interest in playing the game, band or faddy January diet, and we will call you right back. Much to come. Next, we'll be talking homeless people in Windsor, because the Queen, or does she, wants them all chucked in a skip? We'll find out. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. There's a lot to look forward to in 2018.
Come on. Come on.
The drama of the Premier League.
Don't miss it. Don't miss it.
Golf majors and the Ryder Cup.
I can't look, but I have to.
Sky Bet Championship.
Stick it between the posts.
International Rugby Union.
This is incredible.
Formula One.
Oh,
ECB Cricket. 2018 on Sky Sports.
When did you last change your mattress?
Oh, it was when we moved house, 14 years ago. Oh, my mattress is older than my teenage daughter.
At Dreams, our experts recommend you replace your mattress every 8 years. And to help you remember, ours come with a delivered on date. So if it's time you replaced yours, get to the Dreams up to half price winter sale, where there's extra savings on mattresses and beds until Tuesday, and delivery is absolutely free. That's what dreams are made of. T's and C's and minimum spend applies.
Are you ready for this? Or a bit of this? And obviously this.
Mum, please can I have another ice cream?
If you've been nodding along, then it's time you joined the millions of others with the Sun Hauls from £9.50. Haul yeah! Pick up the Sun and start collecting this Saturday. T's and C's apply.
At Wix, our biggest ever kitchen and bathroom sale is on right now. Choose from over 45 stunning styles. Book your free design appointment at wix.co.uk.
Bold black alloy wheels. Sleek gloss black grille. Mean black side power vents. The Jaguar Black Edition XE, XF and F-Pace are here. With 50% off selected features saving you up to £2,740, it's time to show your dark side. Search jaguar.co.uk/Black Edition. Jaguar, the art of performance.
Available on selected models until 31st of March 2018. Terms and conditions apply. At participating retailers only.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. Just after two. I'm John Holmes. It's Thursday afternoon. Here's Jenny with the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Theresa May says sorry for NHS winter crisis, more deaths in South Africa train crash, and snow falls in Florida.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May says she understands people's frustrations with the NHS in England, which is struggling to cope this winter. It's been revealed almost 17,000 patients were left waiting in ambulances outside A&E departments for more than half an hour during Christmas week. That's 5,000 more than the week before. Here's the Prime Minister.
I recognise that it's difficult if somebody is delayed on their admission to hospital or if somebody has an operation postponed. And we will hope to ensure that those operations can be reinstated as soon as possible. I know it's difficult. I know it's frustrating. I know it's disappointing for people and I apologise.
A man and a woman have been arrested in connection with a fatal stabbing in Oxford. A 16-year-old boy from Birmingham was killed in Friars Wharf just before 8 last night. 14 people are now thought to have died in a train crash in South Africa. The train was travelling between Johannesburg and Port Port Elizabeth when it hit a truck before bursting into flames. There's a warning that secondary school children are ill-equipped to deal with the pressure caused by social media. The Children's Commissioner says teachers should play a bigger role in preparing kids for the emotional demands of things like Facebook and Instagram. Parenting expert Leah Hughes-Joshi says many youngsters crave likes and comments on their posts.
It can be heartbreaking for a child to post something online and find that they don't get any likes and then see someone else in their class who's getting, you know, 100 likes from all their classmates. It's just this horribly, horribly transparent way to have your popularity measured.
And it's known as a sunshine state, but Florida has seen its first snowfall in 3 decades. The white stuff's been recorded in Tallahassee for the first time since 1989 as a rare winter storm hit the southeast of the US yesterday.
Thank you very much indeed. They're calling it a cyclone bomb.
Are they?
Yes. You know, we've had weather bombs.
Oh,
here
can
before.
You not get cream for that?
Well, I'm going to check those
okay,
details,
yeah, I would.
Actually.
Yeah,
I'm going to check
would.
Those details. But yeah, a cyclone bomb is what America appear to be having, just in case you wanted the...
Well, thank you. I like that. It's a nice little bit of trivia there.
Yeah, yeah. What were we talking about? Oh, that's right, the weather. That's what you were just doing. Yeah, funny that. Yeah, let's do the British one.
Talk
yeah.
Radio, national weather.
Weather, isn't it?
No cyclone bombs here. Yeah. A mild, bright but windy afternoon for most of England and Wales, but it will be wetter further north. Colder for northern Scotland and Northern Ireland. Temperatures reaching 12 Celsius.
12 Celsius?
Yes,
wow.
I know.
Thank you, Jenny.
You're welcome.
Jenny's back with us, of course, throughout the afternoon. At 3.30, she'll be bringing us today's edition of Vegetable News. That's there because the news is only, well, broadly 2 minutes, and that's only enough time to cover everything off. That's why we have a bonus news feature. Details on the way. Now here's Toby, though, with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. Jose Mourinho says he's no plans to walk out on Manchester United this summer and head to Paris Saint-Germain. It follows reports he was readying himself to resign. But Mourinho says the truth is quite the opposite.
If you want to ask me directly if I see myself next season in Manchester United, I say I see myself. And as I told when I arrive, I'm going to leave when the club wants me to leave.
Burnley centre-back James Tarkowski has signed a new deal at the club. It ties him to Turf Moor until 2022. The World Players Union has revealed its concerns about the number of matches played in the Christmas period in the Premier League, saying the health of footballers is at stake. Most top leagues in Europe have a break, while some English clubs have played as many as 4 games in 10 days. And Andy Murray says he has a number of options to evaluate after his long-term hip injury saw him pull out of the Australian Open. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
And finally, people are being urged to hunt out plastic straws and tie them to helium balloons in a bid to cut down on plastic entering our oceans. Once attached, these straws should then be released into the sky. It's hoped the potentially damaging plastic will float around in the clouds, which, as you know, are in an opposite place to the sea.
Thank you very much indeed, Jenny, there with the news, and Toby with the pre-recorded sport. Very shortly indeed, we're going to be talking homeless people in Windsor.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. Where do we begin?
John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
So, good afternoon. If you're just joining us, what you are listening to is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. It's afternoons on Talk Radio between 1 and 4 o'clock. This is what we do. Still to come then, a game of Band or Faddy January Diet. If you'd like to play that, get in touch, 87222. Start your message with the word talk, at Talk Radio on Twitter. Start that message with any word that you like. We'll call you back. And you could be on the radio playing that game. Big debate is at 3 o'clock. Work experience punditry at 2.30. Our work experience Grace will be taking us into 2018 in terms of geeky, gadgety tech items. Earlier, we were talking about Donald Trump, of course, this new book that's revelations are promised. Revelation. Steve Bannon, his former strategist. Donald Trump says he's lost his mind because of some of the revelations that are in that book. There's been a drip feed of book quotes. Now, The Guardian managed to get these first, I think. They're appearing everywhere today in the media, but I think The Guardian were first to be leaked copy. Along with Talk Radio, I have to say. We've also got a copy of the book. We've got some bits of it as well. We've been pouring through it to find out more revelations from life inside the White House, inside Trump's White House. So we thought we'd bring them to you this afternoon as well, drip-feeding them to you in a series of clips from that book that we've been reading quite diligently. Here's something from the book that we found that we found quite surprising.
If you think Trump's public behavior has been puzzling during his time in office, you should see him behind closed doors. The man is absolutely mental. One senior advisor I know, who will remain nameless, once had to accompany him to a nuclear weapons base, and he weirdly started rubbing himself up and down one of the missiles. He then climbed on top of one in a cowboy hat and rode it, shouting, "Yeehaw!"
Clips there from the new book, extracts. All about President Trump. Mind you, that said, he's I think he's getting his lawyers onto Steve Bannon, so, well, you know, we'll wait the call. Talk radio in the afternoons. Now, I think as many people are saying today, quick, the Queen is coming, hide the homeless. That, you know, from today's news, is the cry of the council in Windsor, where it seems that the people who ask for coin and indeed help on the streets of Windsor have been called, and I quote, an epidemic by the Conservative council leader. He's called Simon Dudley, and he seems to be equating people who are forced to live on the streets there, with his word epidemic, with a disease. To be fair, given the Queen spends a lot of time at Windsor, you know, due to that massive castle she's got with all those empty rooms in it, there are actually homeless people around when the Queen is normally there, so I don't think it is the Queen who actually has any problem with the homeless of Windsor at all. So maybe then it's Meghan and Harry. They're the ones who are getting married, of course. Maybe they'd like the homeless people towed away and impounded for the duration of their nuptials. I don't... Surely it can't just be a heartless Tory council, can it? This beautiful town is painted in an unfavourable light. That's another quote from Simon Dudley, the council leader. Suggesting in a letter to Thames Valley Police that the 1824 Vagrancy Act and indeed the 2014 Antisocial Behaviour Act be used against the homeless of Windsor, along with dogs and jet wash machines. I might have added that last bit myself, but really, that seems to sum up the attitude, doesn't it? Anyway, of course it's been controversial today, and as you'd expect, homeless charities have responded accordingly. Danny Boyd is a trustee at the Brett Foundation, that is a homeless charity based in Maidenhead, which is near Windsor. It comes under the same council. Good afternoon, Danny. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, good afternoon.
So, I said homeless charities have responded accordingly. How has the Brett Foundation responded to this?
We have released a statement, mainly to kind of say how kind of deeply saddened we are to have read Simon Dudley's letter. It seems like a very short-term, awful solution to kind of do a fix-up patch job by the council rather than actually look at the long-term solutions for helping them.
It does, doesn't it? And also, it just seems really mean-minded as well, and just sort of using the idea of a royal wedding. I mean, I can't, you know, I don't suppose Buckingham Palace, Clarence House and so forth were consulted about this, but it's sort
no,
of...
No, I'd
sort
love to know their opinions on it.
Well, so would I. I mean, yes, I know. And it, you sort of think, well, already somewhere behind the scenes, Prince Harry's going to get involved in this, isn't he? You'd like to think.
I would love to think that, and if it came to that, obviously we would be absolutely delighted. I think Simon Dudley's made a very dangerous statement there, and he can't take it back. He tweeted it whilst he was on holiday. He put it in writing, and he's painting a really, really bad, seriously bad picture here.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, we know there are professional beggars, and we're not in any way denying that. But to kind of tar them with the same brush as the kind of vulnerable people that we look after at the Brett Foundation every single day, it's incredibly dangerous.
Do you have figures on it? Because we are hearing that term professional beggars a lot today because of this story. I mean, are there set figures of this, or is it sort of an estimate, really, as to who's doing it when they don't quite need to, but it's just a sort of cash-making exercise?
I wouldn't know on a national level, unfortunately. I mean, all I can talk about is from my own experience. I'd probably say, you know, 1 in 15 to 20, you know, especially in Windsor. You know, I'd say most of the people we work with, you know, have really serious mental health issues. They have drug addictions, they are dependent on alcohol, and it's the most demeaning thing you can do as a human being to have to sit there and beg. And they are in these hopeless situations.
Yeah. And how does the council's attitude to them prevail the rest of the time? Because obviously we're hearing about this because of the royal wedding and this sort of image of clearing a town up because the royals are coming.
Absolutely.
But how, the rest of the year round? I mean, what's their attitude to them then?
They opened an emergency shelter that has room for 30 or more homeless people, yet they only allow 8 people to stay there on any given night, and you must join a waiting list if you want to go in there.
Right.
So that's very frustrating from our point of view, because 8 people is not enough to cover the epidemic, he so-called says, in Windsor and Maidenhead.
Yeah, I mean, that's an odd choice of language as well, isn't it, the word epidemic?
Very odd, very odd. I mean, there certainly is a serious problem in Windsor and Maidenhead that needs sorting from the root cause, not, you know, not a short-term fix, as I said previously.
Yeah. And in terms of, there's also some criticism today of the homeless people, really, is just saying that why is there a need in this first world country for people to live on the streets when there are benefits out there? And I wondered if you'd, that's something our very own co-presenter Julie Hartley Brewer was saying this morning, you know, there's no need for these people to be on the streets. And I wondered if you could just maybe talk us into actually why the system does fail them.
Absolutely. I mean, all I can talk about is, you know, examples that we are learning about at the moment. We have a homeless gentleman who has just been moved to Southall. So that's West London, even though we're from the southeast. And he's been given a one-way ticket to a rat-infested bedsit. He has no links to his community in Maidenhead and Windsor. He has no way to get of getting home. So, you know, it's almost a kind of not our problem anymore solution.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of these people are given temporary housing, yet they've not been educated in how to set up electricity, how to set up gas, how to pay their bills. So often they then go back to begging on the streets because they have no means to support themselves.
Right.
And that is what is needed, is that long-term support to help integrate them back into normal society.
Yes, it's not a short-term solution, as you said.
Absolutely not.
And the criticism today as well, that the homeless don't use the services that are provided. Do you think that's true?
Certainly not from my experience. They certainly use our services. The reason they wouldn't use the services from the council is because they are these short-term solutions. Mm. They are, you know, one-way ticket out of the borough. They are, you know, housing with no gas, with no electricity. Or, you know, they are there are emergency shelters that they have to sit on a waiting list for.
Yeah.
So I find it very hard to believe that they're not accepting any services, because they're certainly accepting ours.
Is the problem, as far as you know, worse in Windsor in terms of this word epidemic again? I mean, or is it just a sort of reflection of all towns countrywide, or certainly most towns, most affluent towns, I suppose?
Absolutely, absolutely all towns, yeah. All towns. I mean, in Windsor, it's probably a little bit more obvious at the moment because of all of the royal wedding things going on around it. But surely this is a positive step to raise awareness and to help them rather than to, you know, create a short-term solution.
And do people, and I'm talking about homeless people here, because do they travel around? I mean, I've spoken to a couple of homeless people in the past who've sort of been very honest about this, and it is almost a case of following the money in a way, because what else are you going to do, to be honest? Sort of going, okay, so there's a tourist town there, there's an influx of tourism, that means more people, that means more chance of getting money. So you will, when situations like the royal wedding crop up, I suppose, see an influx of homeless people from other parts of the country.
Yes, it's desperation.
Yeah.
The people that we know, we've worked with for years, and we've become a community and we've become a family. And I think that's what they need, is they need ongoing long-term support. And if they're not getting it from the town that they're in, they're going to look for it elsewhere.
And how do you differentiate between the people that are doing it, if you like, professionally, who don't need to be doing it, and the people that are?
I think for me, it's, you know, the police do need to get involved if it becomes aggressive. I totally understand that. If it becomes aggressive begging, the police do have their place in the situation. But whilst they're not harming anyone and they are simply in desperate times, we should be looking at this as a kind of wider social issue. The council, housing, charities and the police should all be working together to really make sure we get the best outcome for all of them.
Yeah, and the implication here, though, isn't it? And it's in the sort of language that's been used, but it's sort of a case of, oh, hang on a minute, dignitaries are coming here, and those homeless people, they do look a bit untidy, don't they? A little untidy. Do you know what I mean? It's got that sort of, it smacks of that a little bit, doesn't it? I've got a solution. Yeah. Right, this might be a long, I don't know, it might fall under a short-term solution, I don't know, and I apologise if it does. But listen, the Queen and the Royal Family are coming to Windsor, right?
Yeah.
Right. The Queen has a lot of houses. She can't live in them all at once. Buckingham Palace will be vacant that weekend. right? That's got a lot of rooms.
I love your thinking.
You can see where I'm going with this.
You know, love the idea. If we could do that. You know, did you see that Euston Station opened up
Christmas,
for 200 homeless people on Christmas Day? You know, it's opportunities like that that really, really make a mark.
That's what I'm calling on Prince Harry to do now. Because Prince Harry and Prince William have done homeless charity stuff before. I'm calling upon them now on a public platform.
I'm joining you.
Thank you, Danny. Danny there, Brett Foundation, also calling on the Royals to open up Buckingham Palace for the weekend of the Royal Wedding to the homeless people of Windsor who can go and stay there and be waited on hand and foot, frankly. Anyway, just a thought. Right, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Danny, thank you very much indeed. She's from the homeless charity in Maidenhead under that same council who consider the homeless people of Windsor to be an epidemic. On the way next is, we're going to be talking stuff. We're going to be talking Dry January on the programme. We've got the big debate at 3 and geeky gadgety roundup with the work experience just after 2:30. Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Ford's new fraud scrappage scheme has been extended to include vehicles registered before the 31st of December 2010, and we've even included a new model, the tough Ford Ranger. You could save between £2,000 and £7,000 on the recommended retail price when you trade in your old vehicle for a new Ford commercial vehicle. New year. New Ford? Ford. Together, we go further.
Retail customers only who trade in a vehicle registered before 31st of December 2010. Scrappage savings between £2,000 and £7,000 dependent on model or to the recommended retail price excluding VAT. Selected models excluded. Contract from 1st of January to 31st of March 2018 and register from 1st of January to the 30th of September 2018. At participating Ford dealers only, T's and C's apply. Visit ford.co.uk/scrappage for more information.
At Wickes, our biggest ever kitchen and bathroom sale is on right now. Choose from over 45 stunning styles. Book your free design appointment at wickes.co. UK.
Tax.
Is the thought of doing your tax return pecking away at you? The longer you leave it, the worse it gets. Don't keep ducking it.
Tax.
Do it by the 31st of January at gov.uk/self-assessment and don't forget to pay what you owe.
He spotted an opening and he's going for it. He's gone to Now TV. He's lining up a Sky Sports Day Pass. Oh, what about that? Tottenham v West Ham, streaming live today for just £6.99. That's got to be the winner. Can you believe it?
So, to only pay for the games that matter to you, search Now TV.
18 plus, fixtures subject to change, terms apply.
Are you ready for this? Or a bit of this? And obviously this.
Another ice cream.
If you've been nodding along, then it's time you joined the millions of others with the Sun Hauls from £9.50. Haul yeah! Pick up the Sun and start collecting this Saturday. T's and C's apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M6 in Cumbria stays closed southbound between junction 39 at Shap and 36 at Kirby Lonsdale to recover a lorry which overturned earlier. In West Yorkshire, it's slow moving on the M62 eastbound between junction 30 for Rockwell and 31 at Castleford. In Monmouthshire, the M48 is closed eastbound at the Severn Bridge because of the strong winds, and on the westbound side, it's still shut to high-sided vehicles. And in Hampshire, the M3 is heavy northbound between junctions 14 and 13 towards Chandler's Ford, one lane shut for emergency repairs. I'm Alan Joy.
What do you think of when someone says the word used? Old-fashioned? Out of tune? Chances are you're not thinking of a Mercedes-Benz. And with the Mercedes-Benz Approved Used A-Class, starting from £159 a month, suddenly there's a lot more meaning to that little word. Search Mercedes-Benz Approved Used today.
Based on A180 CDI models over 6 months old, with an average selling price of £13,480, £3,199 advance, 48-month personal operating lease, 10,000 miles per annum, charges apply, no ownership, 18 plus, ends 31st of January, participating retailers, Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So you are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Hello. And you can't have failed. You won't have failed to notice. You will not have failed to notice that it is January. And that's because everybody you work with, come into contact with, meet anywhere, is, of course, bleating on about it being January, the dry January, this weight loss January, that gym membership, all that sort of stuff. It's happening in it. As we know, our very own Cornelius is he's launched Operation Findy, where he's trying to give up both carbs and pop music to go thin and indie. It's Operation Findy. On the line, having heard this nonsense, is Paul. Well, it's Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hey, John.
Thank you very much for getting in touch. So listen, presumably, you're doing all of these detoxes, are you?
It's a nonsense. It's also a conspiracy. You know, I walked past TK Maxx the other day, like yesterday or something, and all along the front was all the gym gear, everywhere. Is gym gear. The inference being, because it's January, you're now going to join the gym. And so you join the gym, and they have some ridiculous tool of seduction that you get a free massage, or they calculate your BMI.
Oh, yeah.
Your BMI is... Everyone's talking body mass index.
Yes.
And it's an insect then.
Yeah.
Oh, it's actually, BMI is big, mighty inconvenience. That's the spare tire that you've got because you've eaten too much at Christmas. So maybe eat a little bit less. But No. There's got to be all sorts of stuff involved with this, these resolutions. It is utter conspiracy. Listen, my mother's given up chocolate until Lent for the last 60 years. It's just she quite likes the discipline. And that's good. It's not.
Well, I don't think we need any of her bedroom antics. But carry on.
Thank you for that. Right. Now, listen, but on that, I picked up some chocolates the other day. You can't buy anything normal anymore. You can't give up anything normal anymore because I saw a velvet collection of chocolates.
Oh.
And it's taste the difference is a big one. And it's always an essential selection, isn't it? There's nothing essential about, you know, chocolates. There's nothing really essential about giving up. But the whole thing is how it's clouded in this ridiculous parlance. You know, I'm going to be good to my body. Why? Because I'm worth it. I wasn't worth it for the other 11 months of the year. And every gym is rammed this week. Do you think it will be next week? Will it? The week after?
Possibly next week, the week after, not a hope of it.
Not a chance, because people think, actually, this quite hurts. And I thought, if I just ate a few superfoods and went to a class, you know, these spinning or whatever these classes are, where you've got some wannabe DJ who sits up the front screaming in a sort of 80s DJ. Now all the ladies pedal for harder, and now the men. I mean, it's pathetic. And they honestly think, actually, this hurt. I don't really like boysenberries, and I haven't lost any weight at all. No, of course you haven't, because you haven't really done very much. But no doubt, they're immune boosting, so they'll be fine. Here's a clue. Here's a few terms that is all tied up with this that are nonsense. Immune boosting. You can't, all right? You just can't, and you shouldn't. Superfoods already discussed. You've got bananas, oranges, tangerines, all of these things that have been doing an honest graft. They've been earning their corn for millennia, and then suddenly acai comes along. Or whatever, goji berries or whatever they are. And look, there's no such thing as a superfood, all right? It's just silly marketing. Just as, I've got to do more exercise because I've got to oxygenate more. That's what your lungs do. You can't add to it. And everything we eat now, if you're giving up, what the key words people are looking for, antioxidants or free radical, what are they, John?
I don't know.
Nobody does.
No, I thought...
And what they've got to do, don't forget, at the end of the day, once they've shaved, this is just the blokes, once they've sort of cultured their top knot, put their softness, whatever it is, their wellness feature into their silly beard, and then they've got to cleanse themselves. What's wrong with cleaning?
Yes.
Yeah, we just said just clean. And clean your hair, clean your skin. No, I've got to cleanse my...
Is cleansing better than cleaning? Is it deeper? Is it...
Ring in, please. Ask. Please, let us know whether you think cleansing... It's like cleaning is not enough. It's like olive oil. You can't just have olive oil, can you? It's got to be virgin. Oh, no. First press, extra virgin. But we're going to have fetal olive oil before now. The whole thing, it's such a conspiracy. And the biggest one, of course, which embraces all of this, is detoxing. Someone I know is getting colon cleansed this weekend.
Ow.
Are they honestly going to feel better? Here's a clue. Detoxing, that's what your liver does. Okay, and if you don't have a liver, you wouldn't be alive. Your liver detoxes. Now, some of livers work harder than other people. Or, I've got to tone up. You can't tone up. You can just tone. It's absurd. And it's all about body fat. Oh, I've only got 12% or 8%. You know, give up something proper. It's just madness, John. I'm going to go out and I'm going to go and recalibrate. Someone said that to me this morning. I'm going to recalibrate. Yeah, I had a great new year because I went and recalibrated, rebooted myself, and I think I'm in a good space right now. What's a good space? What's that about?
Trafalgar Square.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah, there's a bit of patch of green on Wimbledon Common. What are you giving up, John?
The radio. I did cut down on drinking. I think I'm going to do a little bit of that because, you know, as you know, I'm a functioning alcoholic. So I'm just taking it easy on that for a bit.
But the whole thing is the fanfare of it. That's the nonsense.
Yeah.
And that's why they cloud it all. You know, the person who says, you know, doesn't say anything, just only has one cup of coffee, doesn't put sugar in their tea anymore, and then actually walks instead of taking the tube and stops eating biscuits and cake, and a month later probably is feeling fine. But they don't bray about it. It's all these people, oh, I've got to do this. I've got to sort my immune. I can only have super fruit smoothies to start the day off.
I'll be honest with you, though, Paul, my radicals are feeling rather trapped, so I think I would like some free... I'd like to free
them. Away.
Yeah, they're very much sort of Nelson Mandela of my body, I think.
Yeah, that's right. But you've got to oxygenate, but you can't have antioxidants, and you know Thomas Paine is the free radical who's been in your body since the 19th century.
Yeah.
And he's going to break out, and then you're going to go for some serious cleansing. But cleansing isn't enough, is it? It's got to be done with, what is it, apricot and guava. You know, we take the power of the jojoba berries and put it. It's just complete nonsense. Haven't people spent enough at Christmas, wasted enough money on presents that people don't need, unimaginative presents, and then they go and waste it on gym memberships, at superfoods, antioxidants? You know, it's just absurd. And these classes, and here's one for you, to go back into another. I heard somebody say, oh no, well, I spent most of it on my computer. I was backlog grooming. John, help me.
Backlog grooming. Is this another? Does it mean colon cleansing? Is it the same?
I don't know, but apparently it pertains to a computer. But it sounds awfully like that's it. Backlog grooming is computer cleansing.
Yeah.
And now we have it.
Well, that's interesting. You mentioned cleansing because, you know, and you were talking about cleaning is the same, which of course it is. You don't have people going, I'm just going to cleanse my oven, do you? I'm just going
to. Well, yeah, because they don't do
cleanse
it,
the
do
toilet
they?
Bowl. Yeah, you don't get that.
Yeah, it's got to be a sensitive part of the anatomy, hasn't it? This whole cleanse thing, this is nonsense. Yeah, I'm going to cleanse my hair. I'm going to cleanse the skin around my eyes before I'm going to spend £300 on creme de mer because it'll make me look 10 years younger overnight. And then I've got to take my Ford Cortina to get it cleaned, I think you'll find. it's nonsense, John. Please, give something up. Don't bray about it. And please, don't have anything to do with cleansing.
Paul, thank you very much for calling. Of course, you all know my body is a temple, by which I mean you have to take your shoes off if you want to enter it. Paul!
Oh dear.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, John.
Paul calling in there, ranting about the notion of January cleansing. If you've got an opinion of any kind, of course, we'll take it from you. Here's the number, 87222. You can start that message with the word talk at Talk Radio. If you are using Twitter, start your message with any word you like, or you can call us 0344 499 1000. It's Talk Radio. In the afternoons, I'm John Holmes. News is next.
Talk Radio.
At exactly 2:30. Look, Jenny's here and she's got it.
Delays in ambulances delivering patients to A&E departments in England have reached their highest level of the winter. Around 5,000 more people had to wait more than half an hour over the Christmas week, while bed occupancy rates climbed as high as 93.5%. The PM has today apologised, but the Shadow Health Secretary John Ashworth says that's not good enough.
The reality is we've had 8 years now of severe underfunding of the NHS. We've had cuts to community health services. We've lost 14,000 beds. For example, we've got shortages for 40,000 nurses across the NHS.
Tony Blair's admitted he did meet a senior aide to the US president, but insists he never said that Donald Trump was under surveillance by UK intelligence agencies. The former prime minister says he's only ever discussed the Middle East peace process with Jared Kushner. The allegations have been made in a new book by Donald Trump's former aide, Steve Bannon. The prime minister's distanced herself from comments made by a Tory council leader in Windsor that rough sleepers should be cleared from the streets before the the royal wedding. Simon Dudley tweeted that there's an epidemic of rough sleeping and vagrancy in the town, which could show it in an unfavourable light. His comments have been described as sickening and abhorrent. The Environment Secretary says farming subsidies will be replaced by incentives after Brexit. Farmers currently receive money based largely on how much land they manage rather than what they do with it. Michael Gove says this will change when we leave the Common Agricultural Policy, but that current payments will be guaranteed for the next 4 years. Cattle farmer Rachel Hallos says that's a relief.
We're a farming family business. It allows us to take a breath. OK, let's not get too scared about this. Let's relax. Let's think about where we go from here. What I now need to know, what is expected from us next?
And the weather wet for the north, but mild, bright and windy for most of England and Wales. Colder for northern Scotland and Northern Ireland. Temperatures reaching 12 Celsius.
Thank you, Jenny.
You're welcome.
Jennifer.
Only when I'm very, very naughty.
Okay. Let's not dwell on that. Right, so Jenny there with news. Later, she will be back. She'll be back. Well, she'll be back in half an hour, but in 1 hour, she'll be back with today's bonus news. Now, if you don't know what that is, here's how that works. It's because the news bulletins, you'll have worked out there, is about 2 minutes. That's not enough time.
It's never enough.
Never enough time to cover off everything in the world, is it?
No.
I mean, goodness me. You have
never.
To pick and choose, don't you? Picking and choosing your way through that. But that, we're on your side. We know it's not enough.
It's not. It's just not. And the thing is, actually having to pick gives me a headache.
Yes.
It must be great to have a show that's on the newsreader's side for once as well.
It's unusual.
Because it's normally a constant battle, isn't it?
Always, all the time. They're taking minutes off me every minute.
Yes, weirdly. But that's why we bring you bonus news. It covers everything else off. Animal, vegetable, mineral, occasionally fungus, because we discovered that fungus is neither animal, vegetable nor mineral. Did
wow,
you know that?
Mind blown.
No. So the third, is it third Tuesday? No, say third Tuesday of every month.
Third
is that right?
Tuesday of every month.
Fungus news.
Today, though, vegetable news. Now, I know you've begun to research this.
I'm so excited. I've actually...
Heady topic. You gave us a leak of a leak earlier. Would you like to leak any other vegetable at us?
Cauliflower.
Thank you.
Oh.
Can't wait for this. It's the first vegetable news of 2018 here on the show in the afternoons on Talk Radio. And it's all on the way, as is our work experience, Grace, who will be here to round up some geeky, gadgety stuff next in the afternoon.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, ahead of speaking to Grace about the geeky, gadgety stuff that's coming your way in 2018, we have access to Donald Trump. Well, we don't. What we have access to is the book about Donald Trump that's in the news today. The Guardian have run with many claims and revelations from the book. It's by Michael Wolff. It's a behind-the-scenes look inside Trump's White House. Shocking things have started coming out of that, if you've seen any of the bits. Earlier on, we spoke, indeed, to Karen Robinson from Democrats Abroad all about the revelations. It's Steve Bannon, who was Trump's former strategist, has been accused by Donald Trump of losing his mind because of some of the things he said happened inside that White House while he was there. He was famously fired last summer, of course. But we've got hold of the book as well. We've gone through it. So we can bring you exclusively on Talk Radio more revelations from Trump's inside the White House.
Trump has made many different changes inside the White House, especially to the decor. The entire inside is now painted bright orange, but he completely denies it's to help him blend in. He managed to completely ruin a bathroom in the East Wing when he was lying in a bath of Diet Coke. He decided to use a Mento as a bath bomb.
An extract there, exclusive to Talk Radio, of Michael Wolff's Inside the Trump Administration book. Just some of the shocking revelations coming out. More as the programme progresses. But let us turn now to cheap labour. Well, free labour, really, because Grace is here. Hello, Grace.
Hello.
Hello. She's gracing us once again.
As always.
In the studio. With, well, she's the work experience, let's be honest, and one of them, and that's why she's here. She's learning on the job. Ordinarily, of course, if you've ever worked with a work experience, you know that that's sort of tea-making, filing, photocopying, that kind of thing. And that's also true for Grace. But what we also do is let her in here to review stuff for us. It's a Thursday, so that means geeky, gadgety tech stuff. What can we look forward to in 2018? Grace has been told it's a leg up into the industry. That isn't true at all. It's just because we don't have to pay her. So, Grace, what's... Oh, before we start this, by the way...
Yeah.
You're wearing a Christmas jumper.
It's not a Christmas jumper.
I mean, it is a Christmas jumper.
It's a Save the Arctic jumper, just because it's got penguins on it. Does it mean it's Christmassy?
Well, I mean, it has penguins, snowflakes...
Polar bears, walruses...
Christmas trees...
No, that's just writing.
Okay.
I think it fits. I think it fits the season. It's not Christmassy. It's just wintery.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, but it is at first glance. It looks like a Christmas jumper. I mean, you can't argue with that.
I noticed it earlier, but didn't think of it as a Christmas
really?
Jumper.
Thank you.
No,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
I don't find penguins particularly Christmassy.
Exactly. When have you ever seen a penguin at Christmas? It just doesn't happen. So, what?
It was more the snowflakes I was going with, I suppose. You're absolutely right.
I'll sellotape that bit up with some duct tape.
But you know, being a millennial is probably what you are, snowflake.
Oh, I thought you meant duct tape.
No. No. Anyway, Grace, it's lovely to see you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
Jolly good. Notice, by the way, I'm wearing burgundy.
Oh, yeah, that's a very summer colour, but
who
that's...
cares?
Well, because I'll tell you why. Because there's several people to me have gone today, right? Several people in this building have said to me today, I really like your jumper, John. It is knitwear. I like your jumper, John. John, that's a really nice jumper. Did you get it for Christmas? Yes, I did. It was a Christmas present to myself. Here's a Christmas present, right? It's a jumper. It's a burgundy jumper, right? Because it's the season. Turns out, burgundy, I didn't even know this.
Mm.
Burgundy is... let's get Katie. Katie's working through the glass. She presses buttons through there.
Hello.
What did you say burgundy was fashionable?
The new in colour, as quoted by Vogue.
Thank you very much. So that makes me... I'm on Vogue.
Yes.
Maybe you could start modelling for Vogue.
Yes, I probably could. I'm just waiting for the call, Cornelia.
Is this all a massive hint towards Vogue, then?
No, this is where I'm heading. Anyway, I'm just pointing out that I'm, you know, I too can dress in a fashionable way. Trendsetter. Mm. Thank you, Katie. Anyway, look, geeky, gadgety stuff. Speaking of new trends for 2018, that's what you're here for. That's what we're going to be talking about. Let's squeeze one in before traffic and travel. So what have we?
Well, it's not exactly new, but this is so last year, back in June, Apple said that they were going to release a new HomePod, but they didn't release it, and they said in November that they weren't going to release it until the new year, and it is the new year, so just going to talk about it again.
Okay, still no sign of it, then?
Well, it says on the website it's early 2018, and it is early 2018.
Yeah. So this is Apple's version of Alexa, or...?
It's Apple's version. No.
Because that already exists.
Well, it's called HomePod.
Google Home.
Well, it's like it's a musical version of Alexa. So what it is, it's a pod that you can use all around the house that's for music, and you basically tell it, it's a bit like Alexa, you kind of tell it like what music that you want to listen to, and it plays the music, but it's really, really good, or so it says.
Well, it would say that. But in what sense is it different?
I wonder whether they delayed this because they've just gone, actually, the Google Home can do this.
Yeah, maybe.
So I wonder whether they're...
Well, and Alexa, and...
Yeah,
they're the only two so far, are they?
I think there's one more. Mm. Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Okay, Google. Yeah, that's the Google Home.
Yeah, Google. Yeah, Google. In Windsor, they've got the Google Homeless. And they're trying
well,
to...
Not for long.
And there goes Simon Dudley, the leader of the Windsor Council, as we've been hearing from the news, trying to put the Google Homeless, very much delete them.
Yeah,
The Queen is offended by grime.
Beggars
not
as well.
Not the music.
I mean, the stuff covering the...
Career beggars as well don't pay their tax.
Career
that's
beggars
probably
do
where
not.
They get the phrase from.
That's a good point. So I don't have an Alexa.
Yeah.
I don't have a Google Home.
Yeah.
So will this be any use to me?
Well, if you like music, then it depends.
Yeah.
So basically what it is, it's a really good speaker, and it just picks up your voice. But you know, it's like it said that if you're like facing a wall and you say something really quietly, then it'll pick it up and it'll play it. So it's good
but
for
what
teenagers.
If you just use song titles in everyday conversation?
Why?
It depends how loudly.
You probably have to go, OK, Google first.
Yeah.
It's Apple.
Is it Apple?
It's Apple HomePod.
Oh.
What were you thinking?
I was thinking it's the Google HomePod.
No, that exists. That is Apple. That's what we're saying.
Oh,
pay
I
attention,
see.
007.
I see, sorry. Yeah.
All right, good.
So that's probably my thing earlier when they said, oh, they probably delayed it because the Google Home.
Well, I thought you meant Apple delayed it because Google Home.
No, that made no sense in anyone's mind.
No, well, we're just ignoring you anyway. So, all right, so, but my point remains, right? If you say to it, if it's so sensitive, are you say, you know.
It'll probably be Siri, won't it?
Well, maybe it just depends Siri how you say it. Maybe it's the context how you say it.
I mean, okay, let me give you a real-world example of this. Mm. For instance.
Okay.
Right, say your house has burned down.
Right.
Right, and the only thing that survived the fire, right, is your Apple Home thing, right? And you are devastated because your house has burned down.
Of course.
You would be, wouldn't you?
Mm.
And then you're standing there with your insurance, with your family, crying.
Mm.
Probably imagine the scenario, crying. Everyone survived, that's fine. Even the pets are fine, but all your belongings are gone, right?
Yeah.
And your family's there, and
very
the insurance
upsetting.
Adjudicator... Very upsetting indeed. It's an upsetting moment.
Yeah.
So say your insurance adjudicator comes around to say, well, what... You know, what's happened here? This is terrible. And you say, well, look, here's a list of the things we lost in the fire. And then it starts playing Bastille. I mean, it's sort of inappropriate, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? You've got to be careful.
And then I go, well, how did you think it started? And you go, well, we didn't start the fire.
Yeah, we didn't start the fire.
Well, maybe it just gives atmosphere to situations then.
I suppose you can be quite creative with it. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say burning down the house. I thought you were going to go with something.
Well, there's lots of work with it. I thought it was going to go with we didn't start the fire but especially with the insurance.
The things we lost in the fire works in the same.
Also works.
It might be interesting during sexy time, mightn't it? You know, because people say things. I mean.
Please don't give us an example of this.
I'm not saying I say people.
That is a prank which I'm yet to play on my housemate.
Oh, this is...
Because I know I can. I can pump music into his room.
That's an unfortunate phrase.
Because we have a number of... Well, two. He has one in his bedroom and we have one in the kitchen of Amazon Echoes.
Yeah.
So I can go... I'll say... Krakretzer. Yeah, I don't want to set everyone's Amazon's it.
Oh, I'll do.
No. I'll be like, play this song everywhere, and it'll play around the whole house.
That's good, isn't it? Really inappropriate. Yeah. So what inappropriate? Because Dave is with girlfriend.
Right? Yeah,
this is our sometime producer Dave who currently shares that. Now he's with girlfriend, and occasionally I'm led to understand they have Congress.
Well, I don't know.
But let's assume.
Yeah, we can only assume.
Right. So, but that would be funny to come up with an inappropriate playlist for you then to start putting on. While Dave is in there doing that.
Yeah, but you don't know what he's into.
Well, that's a good point. Let's consider what tracks we would put on over traffic and travel. If you've got a suggestion for Dave's sexy playlist that Cornelius can operate remotely.
I'm not going to do it because is my landlord. I will be homeless.
I'll come round. Just give me I'll come round and do it.
You're not invited round our house. He's made that very clear.
All right. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
like. What should be on occasional Ginger producer Dave's sexy time playlist that we can start remotely? More geeky gadgety chat coming with Grace as well after the break. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
What? We're losing 3-0?
And if they score another, I'll win £1 million.
£1 million?
Yeah. On the Sun's new Sun 6 game, get 6 scores right this game week and you'll win more cash than Neymar gets in a week.
Oh no, there they go.
Yes! Sausage rolls on me!
Think you know the score? Prove it and you could win £1 million with Sun 6. Play for free now at thesun.co.uk/sun6.
Sun 6 powered by SunBets. One free play token per customer per game week. T's and C's apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.
Highways England is here to improve your journey. Have you noticed the red X's above you when driving on the motorway? Think they're not important? Think again. They mean there's an obstruction or danger up ahead. So if you see one, you must change lanes safely to avoid a penalty... or even worse. So when you see a red X, it's there for a reason. For more information on red X's, Search online for smart motorways.
So, you're all ready to go?
Great.
Can you let me out, please?
Did you just hear that?
Oh, don't worry, that's just Steve giving your Duke's bootlock one final check, Mr. Thorough. Bless him.
Hello?
Because we know every nut and cranny on a Nissan, you get even greater peace of mind. So visit Nissan's used car event from the 27th of December to the 15th of January, where you could drive away a used 66-plate Duke from £10,980, subject to availability at participating dealers. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer.
There's a lot to look forward to in 2018.
Come on. Come on.
The drama of the Premier League.
Don't miss it. Don't miss it.
Golf majors and the Ryder Cup.
I can't look, but I have to.
Sky Bet Championship.
Stick it between the posts.
International Rugby Union.
This is incredible.
Formula One.
Oh, my.
And ECB Cricket. 2018 on Sky Sports.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In Cumbria, the M6 is closed southbound between Junction 39 at Shap and 36 at Kirby Lonsdale after a lorry overturned, causing long queues in the area. In West Yorkshire, it's slow on the M62 eastbound between Junction 30 for Rothwell and 31 at Castleford after a breakdown. In Monmouthshire, the Severn Bridge on the M48 stays closed eastbound because of the strong winds. Westbound, it's been shut to high-sided vehicles as well. And in Surrey, it's slow moving on the M3 southbound between Junction 3 for Lightwater and 4 at Camberley, and that's because a car's broken down. I'm Alan Joyce.
What do you think of when someone says the word used? Old-fashioned? Out of tune? Chances are you're not thinking of a Mercedes-Benz. And with the Mercedes-Benz approved used A-Class, starting from £159 a month, suddenly there's a lot more meaning to that little word. Search Mercedes-Benz approved used today.
Based on A180 CDI models over 6 months old, with an average selling price of £13,480, £3,199 advance, 48-month personal operating lease, 10,000 miles per annum, charges apply, no ownership, 18+, ends 31st of January, participating retailers, Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with Essential Debate, big name guests, and a truckload of topical emissions.
Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Indeed, and we are talking. We've been talking about many news-related items. Steve Bannon, of course, now has legal action. Trump has threatened legal action against Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon is his former strategist. He's given some quotes to a new book that's coming out behind the scenes of Trump's administration, and Trump certainly doesn't like some of the things that Steve Bannon has been saying, and in fact denies those things even happened, and is threatening to call in the lawyers, saying that Steve Bannon has lost his mind. Debenhams had a tough Christmas. Their shares were down 20%. That's in the business news this afternoon. We know the NHS is in a kind of winter crisis, although Theresa May has apologised for it, but says it isn't unprecedented. This is kind of what happens in the winter. Anyway, for some reason, people are stockpiling iron brew. Have you seen this?
Yeah, someone tweeted us this story. They're saying we're ignoring it. We're not. I mean, we are.
Yeah.
I mean, apparently there's a change in the recipe upcoming.
Yeah.
And Scottish people are like, I'm not putting up with this.
They're taking the batter out.
Mm.
It's normally made of a mixture of batter and heroin, isn't it?
Mm.
And although not if their lawyers are listening, isn't it?
No, it's not. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that reminds me. No, it's not. You're lying.
Yeah, I was.
You're lying for a joke.
That was a lot of joke. So, you know. So there, it's fine. Iron brew is a delicious tasting.
They're cutting the sugar content.
Well, that's the right thing to do.
Yeah, definitely.
They're stockpiling it in Scotland because they're angry. Anyway, there's a lot going on in the news. That's my point, all right? It's all very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Don't worry, Cornelius. We, as ever, are here to help you. We do it, of course, by analysing the news using short-form Oriental verse. That's right. It's all to do with the syllables. The more complex the news story, the easier it is to understand when you boil it down to 5, 7, and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Thank you.
prisoners on there. Periods are ignored. That's a bloody disgrace.
The news! In haikus. Alexa, play me some Green Day.
You shouldn't do that.
Why?
Because people at home, their Amazon Echoes will pick that up, and especially if people are listening on Amazon Echo, which you can do to talk radio.
Yeah, although it doesn't work very well. People keep telling us
it doesn't. I often, like, it takes me about 8 goes.
Yeah,
I find the trick is to, because obviously there's no gap between the word talk and radio. You have to go talk radio.
Yeah, it does get confused, doesn't it? That's true. Yeah, you've mentioned that before. The reason we were talking about this is, of course, Grace, who's here. Hello, Grace.
Hello.
Was telling us about, what's it called? Apple.
HomePod.
HomePod, which is a new music system for the home. But we were talking about how this could be used, particularly the one in Cornelius's house, flat, which he shares with one of our producers, Dave, who only really turns up here when he can be asked. So now he's got a new love, and he's also got an Echo, an Amazon Echo extension in his bedroom. So we were trying to come up with a playlist that Cornelius could tell Amazon Alexa to play during one of Dave's bouts of Congress with his lady friend. Some suggestions have been coming in. Gary has sent in Tunnel of Love.
Classy.
Yeah. Road to Nowhere, he's also suggesting. I'm not quite sure. Works. Carl is in Barnet. Benny Hill theme he's gone for.
Yeah. Which feels weird.
But we got some suggestions. I mean,
I was thinking Witch Doctor by the cartoons. Remember that song?
I do remember that.
You go, ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, ting. It would just be very weird.
It would be very weird if it was, you know.
The Wheels on the Bus, just to remind them to be careful.
Yeah, yeah. Gangnam Style, I was thinking. Time that right. And, you know, should we try it? Gangnam, shall we? I don't know. Agadoo, you could do all the actions. Push Pineapple, Shake the Tree. Okie Kokie would be good as well, wouldn't it? Shake It All About, all that stuff. Torn, Natalie Imbruglia, obviously. Oh, when she doesn't come round to stay and Dave's in there on his own, here I go again on my own. Well, appropriately enough, White Snake. Now... Okay, so we've talked about this Apple HomePod. It's basically, it's just another music player you can talk to. That's the gist of it. That's how
it is. And it remembers a lot of songs. I didn't say that.
Yeah. All right. Okay, fine. What else have you got, Grace?
So this is a prediction for 2018 that augmented reality will become more popular. So obviously augmented reality is lets the viewer experience things that aren't really there in a non-hallucinogenic way.
Yeah.
So the example of that is Pokemon Go, where people put their phones out and they saw Pokemon. So Amazon and Apple are both thought to be developing special smart glasses, which allow the wearer to see digital information, such as things like street names and things like that.
You could literally see those in the street.
Yeah, but a lot of streets don't have them, I find.
Actually, that is true.
Yeah.
It's very much it's like a U2 song out there.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're right. Sometimes it's quite... You know, if there's a long street in front of you, you come to a junction.
Yeah.
And you look up and you go, what street? And it's not there. Put it on every corner.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I say.
Yeah, I completely agree.
I don't think I care enough to wear some stupid glasses, though. They've been tried before, these things, haven't they? Glass, Google Glass was one.
Yeah, yeah.
The people were idiots, looked like idiots.
Snapchat glasses are the new...
Oh. I think they've got rid of them now.
I saw Tony Blackburn trying them out the other day on Facebook or Twitter or something like that. So
I thought they'd got rid of those because they were a bit idiotic. No? Maybe that was the Google. I can't remember. But this is it going to catch on? I don't know that it is.
I don't know, really. I mean, I think there's other things as well. I don't think it's just for... I think maybe it just depends what they decide to let you see. Maybe. But then how do they put the information in the glasses? And yeah, if they're going to put them in the glasses, well, yeah, why not just put them on the streets anyway?
Well, quite.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, I mean, the problem with these glasses is that they look a bit stupid.
Yeah.
If they develop the technology to make them just, it works within, you know, just a pair of sunglasses that would be fine anyway, then you might be onto something. But at the moment, it's probably the technology's not there, I don't know. But augmented reality, yeah, you're right. People like that kind of thing, depending on what's their load of games are now set in this world, aren't they?
Yeah, well, there's other stuff. Like IKEA are hoping to create an app where you can see the furniture in your own home. But they kind of do that sort of thing anyway, but just with a kind of nicer house than I already have.
Yeah.
And then America are kind of developing a mirror where you can see the outfits you want to wear, although I don't know why you can't just put them on yourself.
Try them on, yeah.
Yeah. But there is one good thing, actually. I did read quite a while ago that in hospitals, this isn't so much augmented reality, but anyway, they're going to use headsets to kind of try and relieve pain from people and try and take them into another world. So that's one positive that comes from that sort of thing.
Oh, okay. What? So in what sense? Like a sort of...
I think they just, you know, they can picture themselves in a forest and things like that whilst they're having, I don't know, the leg fixed or something, I don't know.
Okay, good. Yeah. I mean, yes. I mean, that's technically just a pair of headphones with a cassette of some whale song, which has been around for quite some time. But.
Oh, you know those things? Oh, I used to have them as a kid. You know, you put them in front of your face, then you pretend to take a picture and it has dinosaurs in front of it.
Yes. Yeah. What were they called? No, I know this. We've got one of those. Like, they're still around.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, I can't remember what they're called. They were red.
Yeah, and you put
a disc in.
Yeah,
and you pressed it.
And
old school disc went around with pictures. Yeah, you're right. Look at the window, because then the light comes through the picture.
They should just do that in hospital. Yeah.
Just. Well, they need all the help they can get at the moment, Grace. If you
tell me. Oh, that is true.
NHS.
Yeah.
Very quickly.
The first commercial space trip is set to leave in 2018.
Yep.
So basically two really rich guys are paying to be the first holiday passengers to go into space. So the space shuttle has been designed by SpaceX, who's Elon Musk, who's the boss.
Tesla, yes.
Yeah, and Blue Origin have said that they're going to take people who aren't astronauts into space.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you've got to have a lot of money though to do that.
Yeah, I think they are. They aren't saying how much it costs.
It's roughly the cost of a Ryanair ticket to Frankfurt, but with all the extras.
Oh,
it's the same if you've got luggage, it's roughly the same as that.
And you buy a sandwich on the plane.
A sandwich and a scratch card.
Yeah, yeah. That's it.
Then you're more or less, that's the space money.
Yeah, wow, yeah.
All right, Grace, look, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you
for having
me.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you too.
And we'll see you next week or something, probably.
Hopefully.
Maybe, I don't know. Good, all right, fine. Right, that's Grace. She's work experience. She's reviewing geeky, gadgety stuff for us. In the next bit of the programme, the big debate at 3 o'clock. Of course, we'll be going through today's silly stories from the tabloid newspapers, and can we, and you if you'd like to play along at home, work out what the silly story is from the headline alone, and then we will be playing a game of banned or faddy January diet. Turns out a lot of them have very stupid names. That's both bands and faddy January diet. Can you tell them apart? If you'd like to play, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Register your interest. We'll call you back. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. The news is on the way next.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Shh, quiet please. I've called this staff meeting because I have some exciting yet sad news. We're having a half-price kitchen sale across all our kitchen units, plus an extra 25% off. And 4 years interest-free credit on our Vogue kitchen collection.
I can't take this anymore, Barry. I can't say goodbye to any more of our beautiful kitchens.
At Wren, we find it hard to let go of our kitchens because we not only design, make, deliver and install, we put our heart and soul into them. Offer applies when you buy 5 or more fully assembled units.
Even if you only employ one person, you have to provide a workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster. Van Monster.
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, all with 6 months warranty and flexible finance options too. Like these 2014 Peugeot Partners from under £4,500 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com. Representative 13.9% APR.
Got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In January, we've got 10 litres of Selco Contract Matte Emulsion in Magnolia or Brilliant White for only £10.75 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at Selco Builders Warehouse. For more information, see selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Winston Wolf, Direct Line. You're Harry the Plumber.
Yeah?
A successful small businessman like yourself needs protection. Meet Lars and Vlad. They're big.
Hello!
Big shot lawyers, that is. See, they create and check legal documents that you can download, so you're covered. And this legal document service comes with your Direct Line insurance.
Wow.
Yeah.
Direct Line's public liability insurance includes a legal document service. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line public liability insurance. New and existing customers underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At three, good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Jenny with the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Theresa May says sorry for NHS winter crisis, two arrests over fatal stabbing in Oxford, and rail strikes will go ahead.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister's apologised over the crisis facing the NHS. It's been revealed almost 17,000 patients were left waiting in ambulances outside A&E departments for more than half an hour during Christmas week. That's 5,000 more than the week before. Despite this, the Prime Minister remains adamant the government has done enough to help.
Record levels of funding are going into the National Health Service. There are pressures over the winter period, but these have been planned for better than ever before.
A 16-year-old boy has been stabbed to death in Oxford. The teenager, who's from Birmingham, was found in Friars Wharf just before 8 last night. A man and a woman have been arrested on suspicion of murder. Hopes of avoiding some of next week's rail strikes have been dashed after talks ended without agreement. Members of the RMT union are walking out on Monday, Wednesday and Friday on Southwestern, Northern, Merseyrail and Greater Anglia, and Monday only on Southern. The action is part of the long-running dispute over the role of guards on trains. Theresa May says she disagrees with a Tory council leader who said the streets of Windsor should be cleared of rough sleepers before the royal wedding. Simon Dudley tweeted that there's an epidemic of vagrancy in the town, which could show it in an unfavourable light. Sue Brett, founder of homeless charity The Brett Foundation, has been speaking to Talk Radio.
Simon Dudley's made a very dangerous statement there, and he can't take it back. He tweeted it whilst he was on holiday, and he's painting a really, really bad picture here. We know there are professional beggars, but to tar them with the same brush as the kind of vulnerable people that we look after at The Brett Foundation every single day, It's incredibly dangerous.
And Waitrose is to ban sales of high caffeine energy drinks to children under 16. The supermarket says customers will have to prove their age from the 5th of March.
Thank you very much indeed, Jenny. Jenny with us as well in 27 minutes, if you want specifics, with today's edition of Bonus News. It's there to make the time up a bit. That news didn't cover everything off. There was certainly no mention of vegetables in there, was there, Jenny?
Let me just check.
A little bit of it, really.
No, nothing.
No, so
nothing.
What a handy... reason for which we've got its own little slot.
There's so much vegetable news today, actually, so that's useful. I had to trim this right down.
I know, just to fit it all in.
I know.
Right. Good. So, okay, so that's happening. That will be along in 27 minutes' time, today's edition of Vegetable News. Not animal, that was yesterday. Not mineral, that's tomorrow. Vegetable news, that's all on the way. Weather news.
Talk Radio national weather.
Here it comes.
A mild, bright but windy afternoon for most of England and Wales, but it'll be wetter further north, colder for northern Scotland and Northern Ireland. Temperatures up to 12 Celsius.
Thank you very much, Jenny. And now here's Toby with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio sports update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. Andy Murray says he'll assess all options after pulling out of the Australian Open. The 30-year-old is still struggling with a hip injury and could even have surgery. Tennis pundit and former player Barry Cowan has told TalkSport more about the problem.
This is something that has been happening over a period of time. I mean, we're talking about a tennis player who's going to be 31 years of age. We're talking about a tennis player who's played an incredible lot of matches. So eventually, the body is going to it's going to take its toll.
Everton are hopeful they can sign the Besiktas striker Cenk Tosun in time for tomorrow's FA Cup third-round Merseyside derby with Liverpool. Manager Sam Allardyce says they have had a bid accepted for the 26-year-old. It's thought to be £27 million. And Dele Alli has warned his Tottenham defensive teammates they must be ready for a brutal battle with Andy Carroll against West Ham in the Premier League tonight. The striker scored twice for the Hammers against West Brom to secure a win that took them out of the drop zone just 2 days ago. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Powered by TalkSport and the mouth of Toby Gillis, which will also be appearing in around 20 minutes' time when he brings us a roundup of today's silly stories from the tabloids. We have to guess the stories from the pun-based headlines that the subs have come up with in the papers. It's Silly Gillies, Silly Stories. It's on the way, as is the big debate.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
yesterday, a man was arrested for climbing out of the window of a Ryanair plane and sitting on its wing at a Spanish airport. You probably heard that from the news. Presumably Ryanair were trying to charge him extra for, you know, sitting inside the plane or something, and he just gave up. Jet Airways, they're an Indian airline, are in the news today. Two of their pilots have had a fight inside the cockpit of a London to Mumbai flight. A flight fight, I suppose, if you will. And it appears to be a week of flight-related stories. Of course, there was that the news that in 2017 it was the safest ever year for commercial air travel. Perhaps we'll learn shortly that the actual reason, according to Trump, that Steve Bannon has lost his mind is that he entrusted his mind to Ryanair ground staff or something. Who perhaps sent it to Frankfurt or something by mistake, and now Steve Bannon's mind has to get on a coach to go all the way back to Steve Bannon's head, but it's delayed due to Ryanair. Anyway, I didn't even mention the word shelves there at all, but that's why Nick's phoned in. Good afternoon, Nick.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling in. I didn't mention shelves, but you've called in about them. Is that right?
Yeah. I'm glad you didn't mention them because I hate them.
Yeah. Okay. So what is it you don't like about shelves or shelving? Or what talk us through what the problem is here.
Shelves, plural. You know, shelving's a different thing. It's shelves because I hate elves. And you can't have, of course, shelves without elves.
Yep.
And I think, you know, you see them. Everyone's like, oh, they make toys for Christmas and they're all cute. But no, they've got pointy ears. They all wear dresses, you know, even the boys.
Yeah.
And they look a bit like jockeys. Yeah. And jockeys always scare me a bit.
Right.
And, you know, they've got the pointy ear thing. And also, I don't like being told to be quiet. I don't like anyone saying shh, you know, like a librarian or a funeral director, anything like that. So if someone says shh and then, you know, there's elves, it adds up to something I hate. It's shelves.
It's shelves. I can see why these things would bother you. It makes entire sense now you've said it out loud. What is your solution to this, though? Because there are shelves, obviously. I mean, I'm looking at one now. There's one in here. There's probably one. You know, most people have at least a shelf and shelf, don't they? So what's your solution to getting rid of shelves? And where would we put the things that are on the shelves?
I think you've got to think why we put things on shelves. We tend to put them on shelves because we've got small children, we've got pets, we've got things that, you know, if you put a vase on the ground, fair enough, it's going to get knocked over.
Yeah.
You know, we live in an age, God bless technology, we live in an age of drones. So, you know, immediate top line solution, put the things that you currently have on shelves on a drone.
Right.
You know, completely remote control. You can adjust the height.
Good.
You can get one which will hold up to a vase,
yeah,
you know, or a book, maybe a hardback, you know, for less than £500.
This is a very good notion.
Come right down.
This is very good. Let me put that, stay on the line, Nick. I want to bring Mark in. Mark's heard you talking and called in. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, John. I heard that man talking and I called in.
Yes. So, look, this is a good idea, isn't it? We get rid of shelves. You've got something you want to display on a shelf, for example, you know, a cat or, you know, a toy or a vase, isn't it? We're saying, and you don't need a shelf. You hang it beneath a drone that just displays it in a very similar way. All you need is as many drones as you've got things and, hey presto, shelf problem gone.
Yep, that was a lot of words. But what I would say is that it's balderdash. Because I, in fact, live on a shelf, John. Much like you, I am a dwarf-like creature.
Right.
And I don't find it very comfortable on the floor. Particularly don't like drawers or cupboards. And a couple of years ago, I found my natural home was on a shelf. And so I live up there, stand on my feet over the edge, sleep there, live there, eat there. In fact, I'm on a shelf right now.
Yeah,
And I find it a safe space.
Well, okay. Well, Nick is saying that we should, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're basically calling for the shelving of shelves, really, in that sense. Would you be happy, Nick, if we took shelves? You know, at the moment, let's ignore where Mark lives. But if we shelved shelves, should we have one big shelf to shelve the shelves on? Would that be acceptable if there was just one shelf with shelves on it?
If it was a choice between one uber shelf, you know, in the sort of Nietzschean sense of the word,
yeah,
or getting, you know, having millions and millions of shelves, of course I'd go for the one shelf. But I think, you know, consider why we put them on the shelf. We put things on the shelf when they're rubbish. And I've not met Mark. Is it Matt? Mark?
Yeah.
It's Mark, actually. Mark on the shelf.
Mark, actually. I've not met Mark, actually. But, you know, I'll include him. Governments launch plans for a new bill. They realise they're rubbish. They shelve them. You know, old unmarried women, when they're over 25, they're ugly. You know, they're on the shelf.
Yeah.
You know, petit velous. They've got a short shelf life. They're creamy and delicious for a few days, then they're curdle and they're putrid. You know, no one has ever put anything on a shelf, including Mark Actually there. You know, there's any use. No, don't say
it's not Mark. Sorry, it's not Mark Actually.
We can store.
Actually.
You know, we can store books in bags or on poles or in Tupperware. You don't need shelves.
Okay, we don't need shelves. And we should point out, by the way, that some unmarried men over 25 are also ugly, as are some people who identify.
Mainly the women.
Don't identify as either gen. That's interesting. Let me put this to you. Now, you famously, Tony Blair's in the news today. You've heard that, I'm sure. Tony Blair famously, as you know, went to war with IKEA after a sexed up instruction manual suggested that a shelving unit could be assembled in 45 minutes. That is balderdash, patent nonsense. No one's ever managed to do that. But because of that, that was a war with IKEA, wasn't it? And where are we with that, Mark? I mean, that's unreasonable, isn't it?
Completely unreasonable, mainly because IKEA is, of course, Swedish.
Well, we went to war with Sweden, yes, I think that's fair.
Too many trials over there for my liking. Yeah. But what has developed since the Tony Blair days is a charity trust, which I'm involved with alongside a few dignitaries, including Tom Jones. Because, of course, as you know, he did say, you can help your shelf to my lips, to my arms, just say the words. And they'll be yours. So, you know, we work together with shelves who need helping.
Are you a shelf? Sorry, Mark, are you a shelf apologist?
I wouldn't go that far. Right. I'd say a shelf of file. I do like a good shelf, and I would vote up for the shelf.
Okay. I mean, are the government doing enough in terms of shelves, Nick, or does their silence on shelves speak volumes? Not volumes of books, because there'd be nowhere to put those.
Let's not mince words. You know, we can laugh and have a little games about domestic shelves and so on. But, you know, ice shelves, they cause global warming. Yep. You know, I don't agree with a lot that Donald Trump says, but when he said that the melting ice shelves were bigly sad problems, you know, you've got to agree with that. And it's sad because it's our own doing. You know, we could have, if we'd had our time over again, we could have had ice wardrobes, ice chest of drawers, ice racks. But we went for shelves, and it's hubris. You know, it's like, oh, pack a load of ice into a long, flat structure and then laugh when it turns Aberdeen into Kevin Costner's Waterworld. You know, it's pathetic.
Yeah.
I don't know who this Hugh Briss you're talking about is, but many a Malteser has been lost from a dodgy shelf. If you put it upright with the correct spirit level, a shelf can be a very useful thing.
Yeah, but hang on, Nick's saying that why don't we make, you know, other furniture out of ice? Why leave it at shelves?
I don't mean to pick on you, but that is
basically the words of a shelf apologist.
You're picking on me there.
Well, but you're a shelf apologist. I mean, you might as well admit it. You're a shelf apologist. You're an apologist for shelves.
Well, you can shelf off.
You can walk into any DIY shop. This is an interesting statistic.
I'm not going to disagree. You can do that.
Yeah. Yeah, you can walk into any DIY shop.
Well, I can't because I'm on a shelf, but normal people could.
Did you know that you can buy a shelf?
No.
No, you can. But without,
you can buy a shelf.
Yes, without any background checks. That's my point. Anybody can just walk in off the street, ask for a shelf, get a shelf, take it home, put the shelf on the wall, no background checks, no paperwork, nothing. They're just allowed to do it. Is that right, Nick?
No, you can walk into a DIY store and do that. You can walk into a newsagent and you can reach things on the top shelf.
Yes.
And, you know, anyone can do that. Again, you know, you can't because of the height thing, but anyone can do that by and large. And you know what's in magazines like Reader's Wives, like Mayfair, like Penthouse, like Asian Ladies.
No, I don't.
Like Ebony Playmates.
No, I don't know any of those. No.
Razzle Fiesta.
No, I don't know any of that, no.
Yeah. You know, I don't either. I've often wondered, but I'm not going to look. You know, if they were on a coffee table or in some railway sidings, I'd read one of their articles, but I don't know because they're on a shelf. I don't want to know. If that makes me a prude, call me a prude.
Prude.
You're prude. But speaking about that, though, John, anyone can buy a shelf. That is right. But what about the erection? You know, because that is an important part of it.
Well, yes, I mean, one has to put... Well, a shelf is no use because if it's not attached to a structure, is it? I mean, that's a fair point. When is a shelf not a shelf? Is it a shelf if you just leave it on the floor? Or is it just a... What is it then?
But when is a shelf a mantelpiece?
That's
my problem.
Exactly. I mean, where do you stand on mantelpieces? Mantel pie?
I don't stand on them, John. I sit on them. I told you that.
Yeah. I thought that was a shelf.
I want it on a shelf.
Yeah.
A mantelpiece. A mantelpiece is a foreign shelf, like a disguise.
Right.
Like, almost like a shelf in a burqa.
How many shelves would you say is correct, Nick? Yes or no?
No.
All right. So Mark, same question. How many shelves, yes or no?
I'm going to have to say yes, because that's the point of this.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. It's all very interesting, now. Look.
Not really.
Well, you called in. Right, so look, let's sum up this debate for me. We're running out of time. Let's sum up the debate in one word, please, Mark.
Mastication.
Thank you very much. Nick?
Barely legal.
Thank you very much. Indeed, that's Nick and Mark there arguing the toss about shelves. Do we need shelves in this day and age? I mean, if you're at home or at work now, look round. How many shelves can you see? Would the world be a better place without them? Should we just get rid of them altogether? We live in post-Brexit Britain. We've got the new iPhone X and Gammon. Why do we need shelves? Get in touch, tell us what you think. 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio, and that is the big debate.
Talk Radio.
Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Still haven't signed up for Talk Sports Selco Predictor? Why not? There's a million good reasons why you should. The Selco Predictor. Sign up now at TalkSport.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million!
Plus, in January, win a state-of-the-art fitness bundle with Bose over-ear headphones and a Fitbit Charge 2 wristband. The Selco Predictor. Play to win
£1 million!
Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at TalkSport.com/predictor.
Your time is now, and every second counts. Register with the Open University today and you'll soon see the difference. Pick up that pay rise before picking up your degree. Get that promotion before getting to graduation. Be your future self sooner with our career-boosting courses. Visit openuniversity.co.uk before time runs out. Registration closes 11th of January. The Open University. What's stopping you?
At Tesco Mobile, we've got some cracking six-month half-price winter deals to warm you up. Get the Moto G5 for only £6.69 a month, or a Samsung A3 for just £9.37 a month. And because they're on anytime upgrade flex, you can change your tariff down or up at any time. Pop in store or go online. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
Half price on months 2 to 7 of a 30-month airtime contract ends January 28th. Requires 30-month credit agreement. 0% APR representative with Tesco Mobile Limited. Next bill for new tariff. T's and C's at TescoMobile.com.
Since you've been sold, I can breathe for the first time. I'm so moving on. Yeah, yeah. Thanks to you. Now I get what I want since you've been sold.
eBay. Snap it, list it, sell it. The easy way to make room for the new you. Download the app and start selling now. eBay. Fill your cart with colour.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Well, in Cumbria, major delays on the M6 as the southbound carriageway is closed due to an overturned lorry. That's affecting you southbound between junction 39 and junction 36 for Kirkby Lonsdale. Elsewhere in Worcestershire, we have a lane closed due to resurfacing work after an earlier lorry fire yesterday on the M5 northbound. That's at junction 4 for Bromsgrove. And in Monmouthshire, the M48 Severn Bridge is closed eastbound due to strong winds. That's between junction 2 and junction 1. I'm Sammy Jolo.
At Nissan, we've merged
three different offers
to create a bigger one.
The Nissan 321 Go offer.
With a price from £199 per month at 0% APR representative for a new Qashqai.
A promise such as 3 years warranty and RAC roadside assistance.
And a perk, like 2 years servicing. Available on Qashqai and connected with glass roof pack.
Retail customers only.
Nissan Finance. 36 monthly payments. Subject to status over 18s.
10% minimum deposit at £6,975. Optional final payment of £10,866.
Up to 3 years warranty or 60,000 miles. Certain parts and labour only.
At participating dealers.
Offer ends 2nd of April 2018.
T's and C's apply at nissan.co.uk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's a time now. Soon we'll be playing a game of Band or Faddy January Diet. If you'd like to do that, here's how to get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And now it is time, however, to go through today's papers to dig out those silly stories, but in headline form, where we and you, if you'd like to play along at home, have to guess the story from the headline as read to us by TalkSport's Toby Gillies. It's Silly Gillies' Silly Stories.
It's Silly Gilly's Silly Stories.
Okay, here we go then. Ears down. Let's take story number one and try to figure it out together. Here we are.
Scottish accent helps with this one. Battered and bruised.
All right. Now, I think this one's a bit easy because we've already talked about this.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
You see, I think
of course,
it was the Scottish accent. If you hadn't done the Scottish accent, I might have struggled with it a little bit. But this is an easy one.
Battered and bruised.
This is Storm Eleanor.
No, it's the Iron Brew thing.
Oh, right, yeah. That's what I meant.
People are panic buying Iron Brew. Why is it? Because they're changing the recipe so it includes more sugar.
No, it takes out the sugar.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. I mean, that would be a crazy thing to do.
Probably not in Scotland.
No, you're right, actually. Yeah, yeah. We've changed the menu to put more sugar in it. There's not enough sugar in you, Andy. Let's put some batter in it as well.
So, should we find out?
Well, it's got to be. It's an easy one. It's the Iron Brew story. Let's find out.
Iron Brew bosses sparked panic buying after saying the production of full-strength Iron Brew is going to stop in a few days.
Oh, all right, there we are. Too easy, that one. Right, let's take story number two.
So flabulous.
Oh, this is about a fatty. It's got to be. Something. This has to be...
So flabulous.
Something about someone who's drunk too much full-sugar Iron Brew.
Yeah.
And has put on their own body weight. In liquid. They've put on their own body weight in body weight. That's right. You're trying to lose a bit of body weight, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. In this January. Operation Thindy.
Yeah, do you want to explain that again for people who aren't listening yesterday?
I've given up carbs and pop music because I want to be thin and indie. Mm. Operation Thindy. It's like Operation Thunder, except.
What you've done though is you've picked an operation with a word that you can't pronounce properly because you can't say the THs.
Oh. Findy,
you were saying.
Yeah, I know, that's just what it is.
All right. Anyway, so flabulous.
It'll be a model or someone in glamour who's a bit bigger than the other people who are models.
And it's a positive story.
Yes.
About a positive role model that's not just, you know, size zero or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's find out.
Oprah Winfrey has tweeted bless up to DJ Khaled after he became the face of Weight Watchers.
Oh. Wow.
I mean... It was a weight-related story, that's fair enough.
Mm. DJ Khaled is in Pitch Perfect 3.
Really? Yeah. I don't know who DJ Khaled is.
Just makes an awkward cameo in Pitch Perfect 3. I think he's a DJ.
Is he a fat DJ?
Yes.
Right.
So I mean, maybe not anymore now he's on Weight Watchers.
It's not a great example. It's an advert for Weight Watchers. You'd really want a thin DJ, would you not?
But, well, I'm only presuming he's become the face of Weight Watchers since filming Pitch Perfect 3.
You'd become the gut of Weight Watchers. Would that be better?
Maybe.
Has he got a fat face?
I don't know. I don't want to be mean about
him. Not
DJ
being mean
Kelly.
About him. I don't know who he is. I'm just asking.
Someone has a fat face.
I don't know. He's become the face of Weight Watchers. So I was just assuming. I don't know.
The face of Weight Watchers.
I don't know how it works. Anyway, Oprah Winfrey...
The full face.
...tweeted, bless up. I wonder what she'll tweet if he sneezes. All right, well, we didn't get that. Okay, next one.
Withering Slights.
Withering Slights.
Withering Slights.
So, like, Wuthering Heights.
Obviously.
So it's a Kate Bush story.
Yeah. Something when it withers and dies, something's died... Mm. A slight DJ Khaled, who was previously fat, has now withered away so thin due to the success of his Weight Watchers campaign. That
he's very slight.
Slight.
Yeah, yeah. He hasn't died.
No, he's not.
He's just...
He's
yeah.
slight. Withered away. It's a related story.
Is it the same story?
I don't know. Let's find out.
There's drama behind the decision to include supermodel Lily Cole in the celebrations of what would have been Emily Bronte's 200th birthday. Bronte expert Nick Holland says, what would Emily Bronte think if she found that the role of chief artist and organiser in her celebratory year was a supermodel?
I don't know, she'd probably be quite impressed given the fact that it's, you know, sort of a positive role model for women, is it? I don't know. I think Withering Slight is a little bit of a tenuous headline for that. You know, that's, I mean, we were right about being thin, though, weren't we? That was what we said, slight and withering. Anyway, next story, please.
Kebab grab.
This is a Donald Trump thing.
No.
Kebab grab.
I mean, it could
maybe,
be.
Maybe the Weight Watchers campaign isn't going so great for DJ Khalid.
And he's just and done a sort of...
He's been pictured having a kebab. Maybe. Or not even that, just like... stealing a kebab off someone.
He's so hungry.
Someone was walking past him with a kebab in the street.
Yeah.
And he just grabbed it and shoved it in his mouth, which I completely empathise with at the moment.
Maybe you are hungry, aren't you? Maybe he is the leader of a new moped gang. You know, like, you get moped gang stealing jewellery.
Yeah, and phones out your hands and stuff. Yeah,
Maybe it's that. Maybe it's a sort of DJ Khalid moped gang where they nick other people's fast food. This is I can see you looking... slightly sad at this because you're not eating. You're spending the entire day hungry, aren't you? Really?
Yeah. So I'm just eating vegetables and meat at the moment. All right.
Someone,
quite small portions.
Someone's stolen a kebab.
A policeman from Cambridgeshire has been accused of sneaking off for a 3 a.m. kebab whilst on duty. He failed to answer calls because he was too busy eating his food.
Right. Can you, as a can you not go and have some food? You get a break as a policeman? I don't know the answer to that question.
I always see policemen in fast food restaurants.
Yeah, actually, when you come think of it, yeah.
I'm presuming they're on their break, or at least not on a call-out, and if they got a call-out, you'd hope that
they'd drop the kebab. Give it to DJ Khalid.
Yeah.
And just get off and solve the crime. All right, fine.
You're just staring in through the window.
Waiting for those policemen on their break.
Fair. Let's just say I'm doing all this rather than DJ Khalid. I don't know what he's like.
I don't know. Maybe, okay.
He's really sensitive.
All right, well, you then, you're there.
He came across really well in Pitch Perfect 3.
You're staring at some policeman buying a kebab, and then you are phoning in a non-existent crime. To make rush off.
I would never do that. How
and,
dare you?
And they would drop the kebabs and you'd eat them off the floor. All right, next headline, please.
Holy smokes.
There's a new pope.
That makes sense, yeah. Is that it?
Desperate jailbirds are smoking nicotine patches rolled up in pages that they've torn from the Bible.
What? So they've got nicotine patches, but they're smoking them in Bible pages. Right.
That's interesting.
I mean, it's innovative, is what that is. It's taking what you've got and using it MacGyver style.
Yeah.
All right. We can fit another couple in. Another headline, please.
Toby or not Toby?
Well, this is Toby reading these
Toby
out.
Toby Gillies, yeah.
So, basically, we should we carry on using Toby or someone else? Toby or not Toby to read these out? No, I know what this is going to be. That's it's Shakespearean, obviously. Toby or not Toby. It's Toby Young. It's got to be Toby Young. In the news.
Oh, yeah, of course. Heston Blumenthal.
Yeah, look alike.
Yeah.
He's university, so that's the Shakespeare reference.
Yeah.
Let's try it. Toby Young.
Toby Young, yes. The new universities regulator, is being questioned for his role over juvenile remarks he's made on Twitter.
There we go. Right, let's squeeze one final one in.
eBay back time.
Is it when, as a producer, I have to back time the adverts?
Yes.
To the top of the hour.
Because there's those new ones for eBay that we're all enjoying.
Yeah, everyone's enjoying them.
Yeah, in the show. So it's the news of a producer who's so enjoying the new adverts for eBay that we're running that he's forgotten to back time, he or she has forgotten to back time the adverts.
I've just been told that the intonation for this should be eBay back time. And then payback time.
So what? So Toby got it wrong?
Yeah.
eBay back time?
Mm. So someone's done some payback.
Oh, I see.
On eBay. Someone's tricked someone on eBay who previously tricked them with selling false goods somehow.
I don't know. Let's find out.
A Leicestershire police force has made almost £1.5 million using eBay to sell luxury goods seized from criminals, which include Rolex watches and jewellery.
That could buy a lot of kebabs, couldn't it? £1.5 million yeah. for that force. That's
not that it is that force that was originally...
No, but police...
That was Cambridgeshire.
Well, whatever. Okay, well, there we go. That's a roundup of some of the more silly stories from the newspapers today, and indeed their pun-based headlines. It's Silly Gilly's Silly Stories.
That was Silly Gilly's Silly Story.
At 3:31. The news is next.
Talk Radio.
And Jenny's got it.
Theresa May has finally said sorry for delays to NHS operations in England as the service struggles to cope with mounting winter pressures. The Prime Minister says she recognises it's difficult for those affected, but insists that this winter has been planned for better than ever before. A 20-year-old man is in a life-threatening condition after his car crashed while being pursued by police in Birmingham. Three other people in the car, aged 17, 18 and 19, have been seriously injured. The vehicle was being followed by an unmarked police car for a short period before the crash at 1:30 this morning. At least 14 people are now known to have been killed in a train crash in South Africa. It hit a truck on its way to Johannesburg from Port Elizabeth before bursting into flames. More than 260 people have been injured. Tony Blair is denying claims in a book that he warned the US president last February that he was under surveillance by UK intelligence agencies. It describes a meeting between the former PM and a senior aide to Donald Trump, Jared Kushner, at the White House. Mr. Blair has rubbished the claims, but does admit he has had discussions with Mr. Kushner. The National Farmers Union's welcomed a speech by the Environment Secretary about the future of British farming after Brexit. Michael Gove wants to replace the current system of subsidies with incentives to improve the environment, such as recreating wildflower meadows. The NFU's described this as a positive signal for the industry. And the weather, wet for the north, but mild, bright and windy for most of England and Wales. Colder for northern Scotland and Northern Ireland. Temperatures reaching, oh, I don't know, 12 Celsius.
Oh, I don't know, 12 Celsius.
Yeah, better.
I mean, for someone who doesn't know, that was very specific.
Thanks.
Okay.
I'll do my best.
Good. There's more in...
half an hour.
Well, there's more now.
Now.
Because it's time for today's edition of Bonus News. Today we bring you...
Vegetable news.
And allow me to explain if you've not heard it before. Because you're probably thinking, vegetable news? Well, yes. And that's because, of course, we know that the news hasn't got enough space in it to cover everything off. And how do you get to everything in this world? Animal, vegetable or mineral or fungus, but let's not go there right now. So today, it's consecutive. Today, it's the turn of vegetable news. If it's happening in the world of vegetables, consider it the bonus for you. It's bonus vegetable news. Jenny, what have you got?
John, are you bored of normal-shaped fruit?
Always.
Well, be bored no longer, my friend, for a gallery of outrageous fruit and veg has been published online.
Outrageous?
Yes, be wowed by the porn stars of the vegetable kingdom.
Right.
Who knew an aubergine could be so rude or peppers so perky?
Hmm. I mean, the people who design emojis knew that aubergines could be so rude, I suppose.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't, is there a rude emoji... Yeah. Aubergine emoji.
Yes.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Is there?
Yes.
Of course.
If someone, is that just on a... Is
if
that on
someone
a...
sends you an aubergine emoji...
It doesn't
they're
mean...
They're very rarely talking about the vegetable.
Really? I don't even know this.
Mm. You'd think it'd be banana. News. But no, it's the...
Yeah.
It's vegetables. The aubes.
I didn't even know that.
Now, you see, we're learning all the time. Every day's a school day.
I'm going to go and send one now.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want more?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, hang on. More of the shaped vegetables?
No, no, no.
Oh.
More vegetable news.
Well, what are the other shapes? I mean, we've got...
I couldn't possibly say.
Oh, I
had
see.
To be very, very careful with this story because, obviously, if you work for a newspaper, you can say more things
yeah.
about turnips.
Yeah. yeah.
Shaped.
Turnips.
Shaped.
Turnips.
In a different way.
Yes.
And bottom-shaped... things.
Right.
Vegetable news.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
So let's not go down that route.
Okay. root vegetable. Yeah, very nice, good.
So I did there.
Yeah.
I know. More?
Yes, please. Yes.
Sainsbury's has announced its next generation of plant-based dishes for the new year. Oh,
right.
Yay. The new line includes sweet and smoky barbecue pulled jackfruit. Yes, for use in tacos or on top of a burger. a cauliflower steak. That's what you should be having later. Mm. No cheese. It comes with it. Is it chimichurri?
Might be.
Chimichurri marmalade.
Yeah, chimichurri sounds right.
And Indian-inspired collie burgers. Not only that. Oh, get this. The supermarket's mushroom line is made with ugly mushrooms in an effort to reduce food waste.
Ugly mushrooms?
Ugly mushrooms. They're not in the gallery for outrageous naughty fruit.
No, they're mushrooms that they won't put in the punnets because people won't buy them. But hey, they're still using them,
I feel
guys.
Sorry for ugly fruit.
There is a fruit called ugly fruit.
Yeah, yeah.
There is. News.
Sorry, the music ran out.
That's okay. Vegetable news.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness me.
Started again. Hang on a second.
So well produced.
Vegetable news.
Just rewinding the take.
Okay.
Vegetable news.
Okay, it's ready now. So you were saying about cauliflower.
Yeah, so you were just talking, you wanted some cauliflower cheese for tea, and we said no.
Yeah, Cornelius, this is... you were trying to work out what you can and can't eat. You've given up carbs for January.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have some cauliflower, but you're going to put it with cheese. Cheese is fatty.
Yeah, I know, but I think cheese is all right.
Why don't you roast
fat,
it?
Reduced fat cheese.
Roast the cauliflower with a bit of... hot stuff on it.
Oh yeah, I'm going to have bolognese with it tonight. Turkey mince bolognese
and cauliflower.
Yeah, well, I can't have
cauliflower
pasta
rice.
Or...
We can have courgette.
Oh,
oh yes.
There we go. That's what I'm going to have for dinner.
Salt problem. So because that fools you into thinking it's
spaghetti.
Yeah, and it's
but no, it's not. It's courgette.
See, look how helpful vegetable news has been to you today.
We've actually made. Are you going to bring
vegetable
some in?
Vegetable news.
I'll bring some in. Yes.
Thanks. That'd be good. Monday, please. That'd be lovely.
Oh, not for you, no.
Rude.
I'm very selfish.
Rude, because you gave him the idea, Jenny. I know.
Well, you can't have it because all the courgettes have sold out.
Oh no.
Next.
Ever. Seven vegetables and fruit represent about half of all the produce that goes to waste in supermarkets. Very serious. Do you want to know what they are?
Yes.
Courgettes, no. Bananas, apples, tomatoes, lettuce, sweet peppers, pears and grapes are the ones we chuck the most, according to a new Swedish study.
Mm, that's frustrating, because peppers are very expensive for what you get. You're looking at 50p per pepper, I reckon.
Really? More like 78p per pepper.
Yeah, and they're hollow.
Yeah.
Which is a rip-off.
Ah, there you go. You could have a stuffed pepper. Why don't, if you cut the top of a pepper...
Oh,
and pour your
bolognese
in there. Or a marrow, part of a marrow.
Yes.
That's delicious.
Or cauliflower.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. God, it's making what do you me think so is wasted hungry. The most?
Bananas.
Yeah, because...
Oh, how did I know?
Because they go... You can only eat them... They go mushy and black very quickly.
Too easy.
It is.
I don't like them as
you could
which
do
will
so.
Help.
Do you want me to give you a little tip about what to do with your mushy banana when it goes a bit chaffy?
I don't know. Is this anything to do with those dirty vegetables?
No, absolutely not.
Banana bread?
Yes.
What? Mm.
Yes. But not with any carbs. With almonds, ground almonds instead.
Oh, okay.
And gluten-free baking powder.
So what do you do? What's the that's the ingredients. What's the method?
So you basically take 3 eggs... Yeah. Obviously, you shall take the shell off. Shove in your mouldy banana.
Yeah. Skin off?
Skin off. Honey, some olive oil, and mush it up. And then another bowl have ground almonds and some walnuts, which you sort of mushed up with your baking powder.
Right.
Shove it all together, give it a mix, shove it in the oven. Banana bread, lush.
Look how informative.
This is great.
This edition of vegetables. It's almost become... A recipe section now.
Yeah, I know.
Sort of quite liked. Jenny, thank you for bringing shining new light on a tired old feature.
I feel like I've really earned my £4.50 today.
I think you have. Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you.
Jenny is back with us on Monday, when she will actually, be animal news. So there we go. Right, on the way still to come, more extracts from that fiery book about Trump. We've got hold of it. We've got some extracts that the BBC and The Guardian haven't, and we've been playing them to you this afternoon. So there's more from that book that everybody is talking about today, plus a game of banned or faddy January diet, all on the way on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. The James Whale Show, weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show that's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses, driving you up the wall and around a U-bend with outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show. Weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
As an employer, I like to look after my staff. Like remembering birthdays and making sure we don't run out of tea bags, that sort of thing. But I'm also responsible for the really important things too, like providing a workplace pension. But I've no say in what's on the radio.
Even if you only employ one person, you have to provide a workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Time for a new mattress? In the Dreams Up to Half Price winter sale, this week there's extra savings on mattresses and beds until Tuesday. That's what dreams are made of.
Greetings, Zen listener. It's January, and that means sales. Put out the incense and stop aligning your chakras. There's dynamite deals to be had. Like these discount foam rollers you'll use once before shoving under the bed.
Well, no more. With the O2 Stuff You Actually Want sale, you can get the tech you really want with savings you'll love. Visit o2.co.uk. Limited time only. O2. More for you.
Offer ends 7th of February, subject to availability. Terms apply.
Are you ready for this? Or a bit of this? And obviously this.
Mum, please can I have another ice cream?
If you've been nodding along, then it's time you joined the millions of others with the Sun Hauls from £9.50. Haul yeah! Pick up the Sun and start collecting this Saturday. T's and C's apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Cumbria, the M6 does remain closed heading southbound. We are seeing major delays due to an overturned lorry. That's between Junction 39 and Junction 36 for Kirkby Lonsdale. In Northamptonshire, we have a lane closed due to a broken down vehicle on the M1 southbound. That's between Junction 17 and 16 for Daventry. Traffic coping well. And in Monmouthshire, the M48 Severn Bridge is closed eastbound due to strong winds. That's affecting you between Junction 2 and Junction 1. I'm Sammy Jolo.
At Nissan, we've merged
three different offers
to create a bigger one.
The Nissan 321 Go offer.
With a price from £199 per month at 0% APR representative for a new Qashqai.
A promise such as 3 years warranty and RAC roadside assistance.
And a perk, like 2 years servicing. Available on Qashqai and connected with glass roof pack.
Retail customers only.
Nissan Finance. 36 monthly payments. Subject to status over 18s.
10% minimum deposit at £6,975. Optional final payment of £10,866.
Up to 3 years warranty or 60,000 miles.
Certain
parts and labour only.
At participating dealers.
Offer ends 2nd of April 2018.
T's and C's apply at nissan.co.uk.
Jerry! You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer radio show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer radio show. This Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot going on today, of course, news-wise. We've been talking about it all. Iron brew stockpiling in Scotland due to a change of the recipe, and the Scottish people are getting very uppity about that. Apparently they're taking out some of the batter. That's right, because that's a cliche of the Scottish people, isn't it? It's sugar. It's
they're
not bad.
They're taking the little kilts off the bottle.
Making the kilts off. The shortbread's coming out, isn't it? And then the heroin. So they're up in arms about it. Obviously, you know, you're altering a recipe there. They're taking the sugar out. It's going to be so stockpiling of iron brew in Scotland. That's in the news today. Concern over children using social media is creating far more anxiety. Pupils ill-equipped to deal with the pressures of it. It's there now. You know, they are under pressure from their peers, are trying to get likes and all that kind of stuff. So that's a big issue in the news. The NHS is in crisis. I mean, that's kind of not news. That's news every day. Donald Trump is considering legal action against his former strategist, Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon has spoken to the author, Michael Wolff, he's called, of a book about the inside of the Trump White House, saying some quite controversial things. We've got hold of the book as well. We're bringing you extracts from it throughout the afternoon. One on the way very shortly indeed. There's a lot going on. It's all very complicated.
Oh. I can't get my head around it.
No, you cannot, and it's all right because we're here to help anybody in the same situation as you. We take the news and we analyse it. We make it simple, easier to understand. Using Japanese poetry, it's the news in haikus.
Homeless banned from Windsor's streets. If only the Queen had some spare houses.
If only. The news in haikus. All right, it's time to go faddy January diet. It doesn't mean we're on one, although Cornelius is. What it means is that we have the names of several of these faddy diets here. Who knew there were so many to choose from? Well, I did, because I did some research earlier. So it's a game of banned or faddy diet. Is it a banned? Is it a faddy diet? Let's find out as we meet James. Good afternoon, James.
Hi, you all right?
Yeah, very well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, very good, James. Nice to talk to you. How was your Christmas and New Year, James? That's sort of traditional for me to ask you at this time. I think I'm still allowed to do that 4 days into January. How was it?
Yeah, it was lovely. Yeah, just chilling with the family at home.
Chilling with the family.
It was really nice.
Very good. Okay, that's the formalities over with, James, if I'm honest with you. I was only feigning interest in your life. I'm not that, if I'm honest with you. What, have you on a faddy diet, James, though? Have you gone dry January, anything like that?
Dry January, yeah, for me.
Have you? Yeah, a lot of people are doing it, aren't they? I'm doing it.
We both are.
But a lot of the team are doing it here. James, when you looked into doing sort of January health kick, did you research it in any way? Did you go down the list of diets, or just you just went for the no alcohol thing?
No, I've just been drinking too much, so I thought, why not stop?
Why not do it? And a lot of people doing it, so the strength in numbers, James, isn't there? I suppose that's...
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, listen, we've got a list of bans, as I say, a list of bans, and indeed, faddy diets. January is a time for faddy diets. They have stupid names, as do a load of bans. So we're going to play banned or faddy diet. Now, when I call them out, all you have to do is tell me whether you think it is the name of a band or indeed a faddy January-style diet. That's how easy it is. You'll be playing against producer Cornelius here. Producer Cornelius.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi.
So, and Rudd, who is through the glass, will be keeping a careful score. All right, okay, here we go then. Is it band or diet? Here we go, come on.
Let's do this.
Let's do this thing. So it's alphabetical order. It is James versus Cornelius. James first. Cold stone soup. Diet or banned?
I'm going to go banned on that one.
And you're right to do so. Good start. Very good start. Cold stone soup are indeed a banned. Cornelius, apple jam diet.
I'm going to go diet.
It's a banned.
That's unfortunate.
Fat predator.
Diet?
Yes, it's a food and poly meal diet. That's right. Ghost food.
Ghost food diet.
Banned. Chasing freedom.
Banned.
Is a diet. It's a diet based on psychology. Yeah. Skinny pill.
Skinny pill banned.
No, diet. No. It's a fat-burning chromium pill, apparently. I don't know.
I think it said skinny peel, as in...
No, pill.
John.
No. Craving change, banned or diet?
Diet.
Banned. Anexia.
Diet.
Banned. Described when you look anexia up as disgusting metal. Banned or diet, vomit for breakfast.
Surely that's got to be a band.
It is a band, fortunately. That's not good advice at all. No. Weight loss diet, band or diet?
Band.
No, diet. Oh. Banana diet.
Diet.
Band. Fat goth diet.
Band.
Yes.
Finally.
They're from Dundee, in case you were wondering. Camp Shane.
Ooh. Diet.
Yes. Don Lemon.
French diet.
It is a diet. It's not French. It's based on... I don't think it's French. Anyway, based on food separation, which no carbs with proteins or fat, which is sort of what you're doing.
That's what I'm doing,
it is a version.
Operation
it's called the,
Thindy.
It's called the Dom Lemon.
Mm.
There you go. Okay. Power 90, band or diet, James?
Band.
Diet. The Power 90 is a 90-day, 1,500-calorie diet. Gastric bypass.
That's a band.
It's a diet of forms, isn't it? Because
is it?
It's a gastric
it's
operation.
Not really a diet.
Well,
diet's
it's sort of,
a food course, sort of. Isn't it?
It's a
idiot.
No. You're wrong. Shall I tell you what it is?
Yeah.
It's a diet designed for those recovering from gastric band surgery.
Oh, I
so
see.
There
so
you go.
It
Although
is
it is a good
course.
Name for a band as well, I suppose.
Yeah.
Obviously, a mistakeable sound of gastric bypass. Royal jelly.
Band.
Diet. It's a high-energy diet which replenishes sugars for weight gain. It's a sort of diet. Hunza Miracle, Cornelius. Hunza Miracle.
Band.
Diet. It's a Pakistani-based diet of Hunza breads and pies. There you go. Well,
that
now.
Doesn't sound very healthy at all.
Well.
Breads and pies.
That's
no
what it
diet.
Says.
It's just going, oh no, just eat breads and pies.
That's what it says. I'm just reading it out. That's what it's called, a Hunza miracle. The miracle is if you lose any weight by eating breads and pies, I suppose. Right, James, let's find out what you both scored. Cornelius, let's ask Rudd. What are the scores, Cornelius? I mean, I don't mind what order you do it in, actually. If you could tell us...
You just call Rudd Cornelius.
No, yeah, not really, no.
You
I sort of glossed over that.
You
got,
just used all producers.
I think I got
same.
Away with it.
Mm. Very weak, you know, playing from everyone
yeah.
involved.
Yeah.
James has got 4 points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Cornelius has got half as many points as James with two.
Two.
This...
Get in there.
Get in there, James. Well done. What a way to celebrate the beginning of 2018, James, eh? What a way to do that. Good work, mate. Good work. James there. Nailing it, if you count 4 points as nailing it. Band or fatty diet. Who's on tonight? Ian Lee's on from 10 o'clock. James Whaley's on from 7. Sam Delaney with you from 4. Before Sam comes in, though, we are taking extracts from this explosive book. Now, I don't know whether you're aware of it. It's a book based on life inside Trump's White House. It's called Fire and Fury. It's by Michael Wolff. It's in the news today because extracts of it are being repeated across the news. The Guardian got hold of a copy of the book, pulling out quotes specifically from Steve Bannon, Trump's chief strategist up until last summer when Trump fired him. Some of it fairly damning. Trump's denying a lot of it, saying that Bannon has lost his mind, threatening legal action. Bannon has said various things. We've got hold of a copy. We've got some extracts for you. We've been bringing them all afternoon to you. Trump's behaviour in the White House. We've got a final one for you now. And this is... Well, you know, it's all quite shocking stuff.
I'm pretty sure that Trump is scared of Melania. He flinches every time she blinks. She had him throw a Miss White House competition to make sure that she won. Contrary to popular opinion, Melania rules the roost with the president. Sometimes she makes him pre-chew her dinner.
Shocking revelations, isn't it? I mean, earlier we learned that Trump gropes missiles.
Mm.
This, you know, got a big red button on his desk. We learned about that yesterday. But now we learn from this book, he actually gropes, you know, grabs missiles by the cone, which is inappropriate.
Absolutely, yeah. We also learnt about the bathtub full of Diet Coke.
He lies in a bathtub full of Diet Coke, which gives him that sort of shade, I suppose, that he sort of we've become accustomed to. So it's if you lie, you think it's just orangey when by the time it sort of you towel yourself off, but it sort of stains, doesn't it?
Yeah. That he ruined a bathroom with that because he used a Mento as a bath bomb.
That's also what we learned earlier. We also know the entire inside of the White House, and this surprised me. The entire inside of the White House, bright orange. He had it painted completely bright orange. So the outside's still white. So if you just the point of view of someone walking past, there it is, all white. Inside, matching him, bright orange White House. So we're learning a lot from this book. Anyway. Mm. I'm sure Sam Delaney will be talking about it, but unfortunately, Sam Delaney's not here to tell us.
Oh, here he is.
He is here. There we go. Look.
Hi, everyone. Hi. Sorry about that.
Don't worry about it.
It's all right.
Taking care of a few last-minute bits of journalistic research and investigation.
Which is absolutely crucial and important, and we don't...
I was actually in a nearby library going through some microfiche.
Yeah.
Just that's what I tend to do.
Is that still a thing?
I do all my research on microfiche, don't you?
Yeah, I'm going to now.
Smoking a cigarette, scrolling through the microfiche, suddenly looking on a news story from a newspaper from like 10 years ago, jumping up, grabbing my rain mac and running off into the street. That's how I always arrive.
Yeah. That's good. I thought the rain mac was for something else, but
No, it's mostly for research purposes.
Right, what's coming up on yours?
Well, we've got a really great guest today. We've got Sebastian Gorka, who's a former deputy assistant to the president in the White House. So all of this stuff today that you'll have read about the leaked new expose regarding Steve Bannon and the team in the West Wing and how chaotic it is. Well, we will be getting some of that verified or denied or analysed by a man who's actually, until just a couple of months ago, right there in the heart.
That's very good. I mean, is he in the book then as well?
I presume he'll be in the book. Yeah. I haven't seen his name in any of the extracts yet, but it's very likely that he will be, because he was a key player who was relieved of his job at the same time as Steve Bannon.
Yeah.
So he was very much Bannon's guy. So we've had him on the show before, and luckily you've been able to track him down today, and he'll be coming on at about 5:30, because this is fantastic, all this stuff, isn't it? Particularly my favourite bit is the fact that he just looked horrified when he won.
Yeah, he wasn't expecting it at all.
He had no plans when his wife cried. Awful.
I like the bit, the revelation that he left his shirt on the floor of the presidential bedroom in the White House. And when, a servant picked it up, he lost his temper and said if he wanted to keep his shirts on the floor, he ruddy well would. I kind of like that.
He won't let anyone touch his sheets. He strips his own bed.
Strips his own bed, I know.
And horribly, is the first ever president to insist on a lock on the door.
I don't like that. No wonder he has to strip his own bed.
No.
Well, we know what he gets up to with beds, don't we?
Yeah. That Russian hotel room.
If anything, I'm imagine those staff are quite thankful for that.
Good.
And we may all laugh about Donald Trump being the president. We might laugh at Americans and say, oh, aren't you wallies to have elected this imbecile to reign over you like a lord. But we can't really laugh, because there's a big multi-million pound royal wedding going on this spring in Windsor, and they're literally dragging the homeless people off the street.
They are untidy. I mean, that's the problem they've said, isn't it? I mean, epidemic was the word they used as well.
I think I'd take Trump over that kind of carry on any day of the week.
Yeah, we were talking to a homeless charity about it earlier as well, and just the language that was used, it's kind of almost a case of, oh, there are people coming to this, so could you please remove them?
Yes.
Just take them away.
Unsightly.
Yeah.
Unsightly homeless people. But the rich irony of spending millions of pounds on this wedding whilst just literally hiding the people who cannot afford to live or feed themselves is really disgusting.
Yeah.
And we're in no position to laugh at America or Trump.
As we pointed out, though, look, the Queen and the royal family are coming to Windsor, okay, for the weekend. Mm. That leaves a lot of empty royal houses with a lot of rooms. So the right thing to do...
Swap. House swap.
There we go. That's what I'm calling for. Right, that's it. Sam Delaney with you next. We're on Virgin Radio Breakfast tomorrow, Cornelius and I. From 6, we'll see you there, and then we'll see you at 1 here, if Cornelius can stay awake. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. Sam's next.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.